welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on this 20th of April. It's 420, y'all. The crew is cheering. I don't know if you could hear that. The crew is literally cheering. They love Hitler, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird, but all right, whatever. You're into it. We got a big news story, big news day for you. I had a whole show planned out, and then about 5 minutes ago, it was announced that The Onion is buying InfoWars. Maybe. Potentially. They might in the future buy InfoWars. This is, of course, is the second time that The Onion has done the media rounds claiming that they own InfoWars, which means that they've legitimately published more fake news than we have at this point. Because it's just, that's not true. That's not true. Maybe it's eventually true. We'll get into it. I'm going to spend a lot of time on that. We'll be joined by Rex Jones in the third hour. We'll certainly talk about it. We'll get into it. And we'll also, in general, and just by virtue of the modern cultural landscape, we will be funnier than The Onion ever is these days. It's kind of sad that that's the case. So again, well, we'll get into it. We'll get into it. But it's not going to work. Just flat out, whatever they're going to try is going to fail, and it's going to be kind of hilarious. But we'll get into all of it. Let's begin today, as you do usually, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Israel entrenches hold on South Lebanon, U.S. to host talks on Thursday. Israel tells residents to stay away from dozens of villages. Lebanese officials reports destruction in 39 villages in the south of that country. Desecration of a crucifix by Israeli soldiers has been condemned by the world. And the president says the ex-ambassador will head to talks with Israel as they continue to try to negotiate these ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran and Israel. But it's just still going on to a very, very high degree. Meanwhile, Ukraine looks to import African migrants to fill labor shortage after hundreds of thousands dead or wounded at the front. And we've reported on this for years, but now it's finally making its way to the mainstream media. As Zelensky's head of his presidential office in Ukraine has announced plans to import migrant laborers from Africa. Essentially, this entails Ukraine establishing new laws for the legal entry and residence of foreign workers. So no joke, they are literally ripping Ukrainian men off the street at gunpoint, throwing them in vans, sending them to the front where they'll be murdered by Russia, and then importing their replacement from Africa. Literally, that's what they're doing. At this point, it would actually be more moral just to recruit people from Africa and sending them to die against Russia. This is an insane act of genocide against the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, federal immigration court judge embarks on odyssey to Central America. And this goofy-looking idiot, look at this dumbass. This guy is a open-borders communist that apparently was working as an immigration judge for the last 10 years and is now in Guatemala play-acting as a white savior, but looking like a Muppet, looking a little bit like a Muppet, doesn't he? Not a specific Muppet, just Muppet-like features. Meanwhile, Trump says Israel never talked him into a war with Iran. I mean, except that one time. Okay, there was that one time, but other than that, never. It never happened, not even once. Except for that one time. All right, two times. There were two times that Israel did talk him into it. Of course, I don't know, maybe blackmail, you'd put that differently. It's like, they didn't talk me into it. They threatened to kill my children if I don't. Okay, there was no talking me into anything. I know it's not a good idea. It's just they'll kill me. So maybe that's the answer. We don't know. Finally, disturbing image shows IDF soldier smashing Jesus statue with axe in Lebanon, or as I like to call it, displaying Judeo-Christian values, folks. Here's the Christian part of that. Here's the Judeo part right there. Isn't that interesting? We're going to spend a lot of time on this as well, because this has caused a big backlash for some reason. And we'll get into it. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I know you the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video. That's how you find us. Share those links. Share this information. By the way, tell everybody we're not owned by The Onion. They're just lying about that. And this is one of the things that we'll discover as we investigate the goings-on with the bankruptcy trial and manipulation of the entire process. What you'll find is that rules just don't apply to our enemies. That's just the way it goes. They can just do whatever they want, whenever they want, and they don't have to abide by precedent. They don't have to abide by the law. They can break the law with impunity, even when they're caught breaking the law in really obvious ways. Nothing happens to him. It's really astonishing, actually. And, you know, there's something about the spirit that we are, like, constantly at war with. Because it's not often the, like, in-your-face, upfront evil. It's more of a Dolores Umbridge type energy, if you understand what I mean. And you'll find that, like, if you read a lot of old books, read a lot of literature, just, you know, watch a lot of movies, like, there's a sort of constant theme that these types of people are actually just the worst people of all time. More so than, you know, Harry Potter's a great example, where you've got Voldemort, the big bad guy, who's supposed to be the evilest of evil. But everybody hates Dolores Umbridge more, right? Why? Because she is gleeful in her evil, right? She puts on this innocent act of, oh, I'm just trying to help you, as she, you know, carves your name into your back of your hand with a knife. And that's, you know, it's just sort of, it's been a constant. I was just starting to reread The Count of Monte Cristo. And I always read the abridged version. I was reading the unabridged version this time. And the way that Alexandre Dumas portrays the bad guys in that movie, it's a similar kind of energy. There's something so weaselly and dishonest in this, like, sickly sweet evil that's really worse than just, like, Voldemort and Darth Vader. There's something, you know, more, it inspires more of an instinctive reaction to me with people like Dolores Umbridge or Ben Collins or Tim Heidecker, one of these types of people. The onion types. So we'll go ahead and, like, go over it. Just Onion doesn't own us, but like, this is what I mean. We could not that we would anyway, but we could not start publishing things saying we're NBC. This is NBC saying that, you know, whatever, and just, like, saying stuff. Like, we just couldn't do that. We'd get sued. It wouldn't be allowed. They're just doing it. This is the second time they've done it. Gone on TV and told people, we own InfoWars. What do you think that's going to do? Obviously, people are going to believe it because it's on the news, because they actually are the liars. They actually are the fakers. They actually do just straight up lie to your face about things with the intention of destroying InfoWars, of convincing people, oh, I better not support InfoWars because they've been sold and I don't want to support The Onion. So, like, they are actually just fabricating things. They're just lying outright in the news right now, claiming that they own us when they don't, in an effort to, you know, stop our fundraising or I don't know what the effort is, actually. I really don't know, because they don't own The Onion. This is the article from The Onion, at long last, InfoWars is ours. No, it's not, though. Like, what are you talking about? But this is the thing. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, you understand, they're the establishment. You understand, The Onion is the establishment. The Onion is the bad guys. We don't take ourselves too seriously. We sell low IQ hats because we, you know, mock the whole idea of the establishment dictating to us what we can and can't say, can and can't believe, can and can't not put in our own bodies. Like Ben Collins, who's the CEO of The Onion, is the one telling everybody that he purchased us. But again, it just, they can lie. They can misrepresent us. They can say that they're us. They can claim that they own us. Nothing happens to them. They can rig a federal bankruptcy proceeding and just nothing happens to them. They just get away with it. It really is crazy. And like that to me is the only like disheartening thing about this. So, you know, I don't really care about The Onion. I mean, for the record, I went ahead and asked Grok today. InfoWars has 2 times the traffic of The Onion, at least like on a monthly basis. And this is with The Onion having poured millions and millions of dollars trying desperately to regain the cultural cachet that they have lost over the last several decades. Basically, this story about them buying InfoWars, the only time anybody's ever heard of The Onion in the last 10 years. So they kind of suck. And we'll get into that. We'll get into all of that too. But it's not like, oh, The Onion beat us at this game and so I'm mad. It's just like, The Onion is just another dimension of the establishment. They're working hand in hand with all the bad guys that, by the way, they claim to oppose, because at least it used to be that The Onion was actually kind of political. Now it's just kind of nothing. I should probably tell you this, because literally nobody reads The Onion. Like, nobody knows about it. Nobody shares its links. Never goes viral. They have like one post that goes viral from 25 years ago about, you know, how could this happen, says the only country that this happens. That's like the only cultural relevance that The Onion even enjoys anymore. So it's not like, it's like, here we are, massively successful, have dramatically changed the culture of the entire world. InfoWars, it's been a pioneer of untested technologies, like the ability to, you know, stream over the internet, like all this stuff. We've been on the forefront. We've been trailblazers. We've set the standard. We got Donald Trump elected in 2016, which is why they came after us with the trial in the first place. So it's like, now that the establishment will come in and just completely manipulate everything to force us to be sold to some, you know, whatever, Nepo baby idiot, Ben Collins. It's like, it's actually not a defeat. It doesn't feel to us like a defeat. Because it's not a defeat. It's like cheating. It's like you're just cheating because you have to, because you can't win, because you're losing, because you're losing the information war. And so you're the Randalls from Recess, right? Or the Dolores Umbridges. You're the snitches, the tattletales, the people that lose the game on the playground. So you run to the teacher, and tell the teacher that, you know, Alex Jones was mean to you. He kicked you in the shin. I was just like, what? I just beat him in a game. And they're like, no, he peed on me, actually. That's actually pretty good. And now that I think about it, it's actually a pretty good metaphor for actually what happened here. We are literally just beating them in the game that they think they're playing. They cannot beat us. They cannot even like rise to the level of our awareness, let alone be a threat to us. And so they rig a federal election using, you know, multi-million dollar lawyers to rig the whole thing. It gets thrown out by the federal court because of how just flagrantly fraudulent it is. But nothing happens to him. Again, who else can do this? Who else can actually conspire to rig a federal bankruptcy auction? And not only does nothing happen to them, they just like keep working with the bankruptcy court and apparently been working behind the scenes for 2 years trying to secretly get this deal through. I say it all the time, but like just new stuff keeps propping up, but maybe we'll go through it with Rex in the third hour. We've been through it a bunch, but for anybody that doesn't know, it's worth reminding you. how every step of the way this was rigged against us in the most flagrant, ridiculous ways you could possibly imagine. Literally a show trial in every possible way you could conceive of it. And then they, you know, rigged this bankruptcy proceeding. I mean, the whole thing is utter and total nonsense. And again, what it represents in reality is their complete failure to win in this conflict of ideas. And so they're just like trying to circumvent the will of the people and just like impose themselves on everybody. Again, it's not going to work. You know, there was an attempt to do this. There was an attempt to do this on Comedy Central with a show. I can't even remember what it's called now, but they tried to do, because Colbert was good at this. Stephen Colbert could mock the right wing and it would be insightful and hilarious and funny. Well, and at the time he was mocking neocons, so it was easy. You know, it wasn't the populist right that it is now. And they thought they could do that again. They thought like, well, we struck gold with Colbert and the Colbert Report, where he was playing basically, Fox News anchor. And they thought, we'll do it again. You know, the landscape has changed. Fox News is the big threat. InfoWars is now. So they had some show I literally cannot remember the name of. Guys, y'all know the Dispatch or something? I can't remember what it was. But it was on for like a season or two. And they had all the papers and they had the microphone. I mean, they made it look like InfoWars, and it was a big InfoWars parody. And it just, nobody watched it. Nobody cared about it. It failed because, as Alex was pointing out on the show today, he said that like humor needs truth. And there's certainly an element of that, that things are funnier if they're true. But you don't need truth to be funny. You do need truth to do satire. You can't actually do satire if you're not aware of the truth, or if you're manipulating or hiding the truth. It actually doesn't work. Okay? The opposition, that's what it was. The opposition with Jordan Klepper, y'all remember that? That short-lived fever dream, 2017 to 2018, the last time they thought they would parody InfoWars and really show us all what was what. Y'all remember the last time they tried this and just hilariously and embarrassingly failed on every front? And there's a good reason. There's a good reason. Because I guess I'll ask this. What do you think they're planning on doing with InfoWars? What do you think is going to be like their output? Is it going to be like straight up what we actually believe, but like kind of taken to an extreme belief, you know, extreme end and, you know, made to sound ridiculous? Or will it be like they're trying to make points that are opposite of what we believe, and so they're presenting our arguments, you know, in an inverted? It just doesn't really make any sense, because at the end of the day, we're right about everything and on the side of the little guys and against the big power structures. And that's the idea that The Onion puts across. So what are they going to be doing exactly? The only thing that this could possibly do is they're going to make Alex look like a warmonger, somebody who wants censorship, somebody who believes crazy stuff, and it's just going to be unrecognizable to who Alex really is, which they've already succeeded a lot in doing this and just creating a false straw man to argue against in Alex Jones, because what he actually believes and what he actually says is not actually, you know, out of even what The Onion believes. And this is funny because, you know, Ben Collins in particular, he's the CEO of The Onion, you know, Nepo baby, never built anything, never actually had an audience, never actually, you know, achieved anything ever. But somehow he's the CEO of The Onion, which is fine. Not that people even know it's around. What was I just saying? I can't remember. Oh yeah. So Ben Collins is, I don't even know who this guy is. I'm looking him up, and he was the censor at NBC. He'd basically go on and cry that people are allowed to say things that he disagreed with. And it's actually kind of funny because he would go on NBC and talk about COVID-19 or the vaccine or whatever else. And now you can go back and look and be like, oh yeah, he was wrong about all of that stuff, because that's what his job was. His job was to go up and silence people telling the truth. That's 100% actually what he did. But you know, the whole Israel war thing has kind of thrown all of the old alliances and dividing lines into flux. And so I'm looking, and Ben Collins apparently got a lot of heat for reporting on the, I think it was the Al-Shira, might be getting that wrong, but it was that first hospital that was bombed by Israel in Gaza. And, you know, it was ridiculous because, because, you know, they'd just been carpet bombing everything, taking credit for it. And then they hit a hospital and they're like, what? Us? No way. Absolutely not. And so I give Ben Collins credit for the fact that he reported the story in the first place, but he didn't claim it was Israel that did it. And then when people like push back on him, he's like, oh, I never said that it was Israel that did it. I just think people need to know that people died. And I'm just, so it's like, we actually do what you do, but better and more courageously. You little rat, you little coward, you little scumbag boot licking queer. Trying to be nice. I'm trying to use nice words. Twink. I'm sorry. Twink is the right word. Thank you, crew. Apparently he's married to that cat Abigail woman or whatever who had that just utterly embarrassing congressional campaign where she would like sleep through appearances she was supposed to have and be like, I have narcolepsy. Stop mocking me. Yeah, we're going to see another sad onion. We're going to see another sad onion here pretty soon. I have the feeling. So, but this is weird. So I wonder if Ben Collins, who very like in a cowardly and tepid, just faggoty sort of way, refused to actually report what he believed because he was scared of the backlash. See, I actually reported the obvious fact that Israel bombed a hospital because I'm not a coward. All right. So they claim to believe things. They claim to be on the side of the underdog. They claim to be fighters for truth. They claim to be engaged in an information war. But they're liars. They're cowards. And when they lose the information war, they wage a financial lawfare, a series of attacks against us, and then lie about their success because they're everything that they say we are. It's pure projection across the board. But let's go to clip number four here because this might be the best, you know, indication of like what's behind the purchase of the Onion. It's Ben Collins at the National Press Club being the least charismatic person I've ever seen. It's actually something to behold. So here is, you know, vacuum of charisma, Ben Collins, very, very tepidly and quietly talking about we're in an information war. Let's watch.
The truth is a fragile thing. It's a particularly difficult time for the truth to be quite so fragile. Whether we like it or not, we are in the middle of an information war. People with a lot of money and power are actively trying to kill the truth right now.
That's you, idiot.
They believe that if they spread enough hatred and division, their crimes and misdeeds will go unnoticed.
What crimes? What misdeeds? What money? What moneyed interests? Like, this is the thing. Go after literally anybody else. Go after any other group of right-wingers. You might not be wrong. Go after Daily Wire. Yeah. Yeah, these are the people that are in bed with war criminals, that are pushing, you know, bad agendas at the behest of, you know, super rich people who are paying them to do so. That ain't us, dumbass. That's you. You are the ultra rich people. You are the ones tied in with the giant multinational conglomerates. You are the ones trying to destroy free speech. You are the ones who know you're in an information war and can't win the war. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if we weren't a threat. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if you were bigger than we were. You wouldn't buy InfoWars if you were winning the information war. But you're not. You're cheating. You're going around the information war using the big money that you claim to hate, using the big connections that you claim to resent, being the very people that you claim to be fighting against. And it's pathetic. It's actually pathetic. But I want to really emphasize the absurdity of what's going on here. I want to go back to a time back when I was but a child. Many people here, you know, might not even remember this far back. It was the last time The Onion was funny. And we'll go to clip number three here. This is a clip from back when The Onion had a show that was actually hilarious and actually edgy and groundbreaking. And here's the type of topics that they used to make jokes about. Well, what do you think it's going to look like nowadays?
With the Fact Zone's first responders. Jason, you have written extensively about the Facebook program. Why is it so effective?
Well, one of the key reasons is that the CIA has been so thorough in convincing the nation that constantly sharing information about everything that you're doing is somehow desirable instead of deeply unsettling.
Yeah. You know, but critics are saying that with the national debt being so high, is this really the time to be spending even more money on spy programs?
Well, actually, the Facebook program saves the CIA money.
That's right.
Like the Maps application where you list every place that you've been, whether it's at the state or a country weird.
Oh, right, with the little pins that show where you visited. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
I like that.
That kind of information would have taken the CIA months of going through hotel receipts and plane tickets to figure it all out. The manpower that Facebook saves is huge.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the calendar feature even lets the CIA know where you're going to be in advance. So that's
right. So now if they want to pick you up for questioning, all they have to do is see which events you RSVP'd yes to and then send their agents to be waiting for you.
That's how they got my brother.
That's right.
So effective. Mm-hmm. But guys, with all the focus on the Facebook program, is it taking away from some of the other CIA programs like the Twitter initiative?
The funding for that should be cut entirely.
Right, 400 billion tweets and not one useful bit of data was ever transmitted.
Oh, that's true. Now, is this trend of social network information gathering dangerous? I mean, just last week, the New York Times revealed that Al-Qaeda has designed Foursquare to identify popular locations for bombing.
Actually, Brooke, that's been discredited as any kind of real threat. The people that use that site are people that no one would mind seeing bombed anyway.
So. Yeah, really, the only thing the CIA has to be concerned about is people losing interest in Facebook and moving on to a new social network site, like the Chinese site Wanbi.
I love that.
Are you guys on Wanbi?
Oh, my God, it's so much more fun than Facebook.
It is great.
I love that one.
I love that you can earn friend points the more state secrets that you post. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got a lot of contacts in the State Department. You know, I think I could really rack them up.
You should post them up.
I should.
All right, first responders, thank you so much, as always. You know, I'm, of course, a big fan of any social networking site. It allows me to interact with my fans without having to see, hear, or smell them.
There you go. Yeah, it actually kind of a funny skit that is perfectly in line with what InfoWars believed at the time and believes now. What do you think that would look like nowadays? Do you think they're going to be making skits where they're mocking the, you know, industrial spying that goes on? Are they going to be mocking people going over to Chinese apps to avoid being spied on by the CIA here in America? I don't know if you're watching the little ticker at the bottom there. One of the things, you know, Jill Biden says, you know, reading's not that important. Are they going to be mocking the left and the right, just like we criticize the left and the right? Or are they now partisan hacks that couldn't write a joke if their life depended on it? And that might be the most tragic part of all of this. The tragedy of The Onion is that they're not funny anymore, even a little bit. Let's go to the this is Tim Heidecker. This is the guy that's like going to be running InfoWars if their scam goes through. Here he is in the least funny announcement ever. Let's watch.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that Global Tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedron have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it.
Jesus, he's so boring. All right, I'll let it finish on the other side. But yes, the most boring, unfunny people ever are now going to be taking over this site and I guess telling you to trust corporations and the big government's good for you. I guess they're going to be in favor of the Iran war. I don't know. If they're going to be mocking us and showing, you know, the opposite of what we believe, then I guess it's going to be a lot of really high IQ takes like Mr. Heidecker there. He's not even a good Alex Jones impression. I know 20 people who do a better impression of Alex Jones than that. It's actually pathetic. He's like, I've been working on it. Like, I do a better impression than Alex Jones. I'm also funnier than Tim Heidecker, and I know more than all of them. So you better find us wherever we are next.
Everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it, and you like it, and you want to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into, and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work, and we'll tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high-quality, private-label, top-selling brand that we were able to private-label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis, but not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high-quality zeolite. Please do your own research. and then go to the OliveStoneStore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Enter Zeolite Detox Defense, advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this Zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber, lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time, $30 a month, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your Zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that global tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedron have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. My name is Tim Heidecker, and I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it being a real estate broker service or a cryptocurrency exchange market. A place to store pictures, most like a Dropbox account. Not sure, a lot of ideas, but very excited to take this on. And just want to wish everyone, extend a hand of friendship and grace as we proceed through this process. It's not going to be easy, but I can assure you that we have our best intentions in mind. We are in the city of brotherly love, and I want to extend that sentiment to all our friends over there
longtime fans and consumers of the InfoWars products. We've got some exciting products coming as well. We're working with a company that will enable you to turn your urine into gold. So stay tuned for more information about that. And stay with us. Stay updated on InfoWars for more information as this story develops.
So the question is, was that supposed to be funny? Is that the level of biting humor that we can start to expect when The Onion takes us over? I just stopped laughing. I was laughing before. I'm sure you were too. I mean, it was hilarious. Remember that thing he said about turning PP gold? I mean, high level satire from the geniuses over at The Onion. It's like, yeah, and that might be the worst part. The worst part is that The Onion's not even funny. They're not even funny. They pretend to be this like holier than thou, like we're just above it all, we just mock everything, but they actually are big babies. They get their feelings hurt all the time and, you know, really think that they're doing something important and engaged in an info war. Like, this is the thing. The idea that The Onion represents itself as, like, the sort of because it used to be more edgy. Like, we played the video from a second ago with the but it was probably 10 years ago. We're talking about the CIA using Facebook to gather your data. You know, it's truthful. It's satirical. It's actually freedom-minded reporting on real things. Like, they used to have something there. There was something there that you could appreciate and sink your teeth into. But they've sort of abandoned all of that, but they've retained the vibe a little bit, if you understand what I'm saying. Like, people still think of The Onion as this, like, kind of subversive, edgy, you know, content. That's not who they are anymore. I would appreciate it if that's who they were, but that's not who they are. So it's like, I like what The Onion pretends to be. It's just that's not who they really are. And that's what I'd like to express to people. People out there that actually think, you know, The Onion is, you know, cool and InfoWars is bad. And they're, if you want the real deal, InfoWars is the real deal. The Onion have taken on our mindset, like, even beyond, like, purchasing InfoWars, pretending to, they haven't purchased. For the record, they have not purchased InfoWars. They do not own InfoWars. They're literally just saying that it is not true. Even the articles that are in the New York Times say it hasn't been approved yet. So again, they just get to do this. They get to rid bankruptcy lawsuits. They get to sue us for things we never said. They get to demand documents that don't exist and then give us a default judgment because they don't exist, because we aren't providing things that we don't have. They get to claim that, you know, they're on the side of the little guy. But, like, this is the confusing part. So this is the article from The Onion. They've come out with a bunch of stuff, like, advertising this. They clearly have been, you know, working behind the scenes, trying to get this going for a really long time. It hasn't worked yet. It still hasn't worked. Probably not ever going to work. And if it does work, then what? They're going to have, like, 2 months of kind of, like, novelty awareness of them, and then they're just going to be shut down. They're going to fail completely. They're not going to last 6 months is my official prediction, if it ever happens. Oh, look, the subtitle there, it's actually happening. No, it's not. No, it's actually not, though. So, I mean, I can't even, like, I can't overstate it. Everything they say is an inversion. Everything. And not in a humorous, you know, satirical sort of way. It's just they claim to be the ones telling the truth. They're the liars. They claim to be mocking, you know, big corporations. They are a part of a giant corporation, giant multinational corporation, Bloomberg, all this sort of stuff. Yeah, so apparently they're selling our logo now. Again, why do they get to do this? Why do they get to just violate everything? It's that again is the part that pisses me off, is that they are part of the establishment. They are the bad guys. They are the super elite. They are the, and Ben Collins will get up and give speeches like we just saw about, you know, these big moneyed interests are really trying to restrict people's speech. It's them. That's them. That's who they are. I know the InfoWars audience knows this. I'm thinking maybe there are some people out there that are hoping to tune in to see InfoWars melt down over the fact that we were purchased by The Onion. I'm telling you right now, we were not purchased by The Onion, so don't expect a meltdown. Also, The Onion isn't funny. We're funnier than The Onion. Like, there's no threat here. There's no problem. If they take over InfoWars eventually, they'll fail in their endeavor and be embarrassed, and we'll keep expanding and growing and being more popular and more influential like we have been this entire time. It's fine. It's fine. We're good. So if you are tuning in and are like, oh man, The Onion is taking over InfoWars, that's the best thing I've ever seen. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's like, you understand that we are who Onion pretends to be. Now I'm not talking about the satire thing. I'm talking about the people that actually oppose the bad guys, that actually mock the lies, that actually tell the truth often under the cover of satire. That's us. The people that are tied in with the elites, that's you guys. That's y'all. You are the Dolores Umbridges. You are the Randalls from Recess. You are the bootlicking teacher's pets that LARP as rebels because you know we're cooler than you and you want to pretend to be us, but you're not us. You never will be us and we don't want you. So it sucks to be you, but we'll keep being awesome. So again, yeah, it's just total fraud, just outright fraud. They're trying to stop people from supporting us and selling stuff with our logo and information on it. And then they make this video to announce it, and they're not even funny. And they're not even funny. And this type of stuff, what even is this? Turn your piss into gold. It's like, what? We sell things like, you know, colostrum. We sell very normal products that are white labeled from like one of the top selling brands in America. I can pretty much guarantee you the people who run The Onion use our products just under a different brand name, and they pay more for it because they're suckers. So this is another one of those things where people are like, you sell pills that blah, blah, blah. And it's like, we sell the most popular supplements in the world at a better price than you can get them anywhere else. It's not actually that complicated. But again, they hate this. They have failed to defeat us because we tell the truth. We are the funny and entertaining ones. We are the ones who actually know what the hell's going on and tell the truth to you and genuinely want what's best for the whole world. These people are conniving scum that want to use their immense wealth and influence to silence the little guy. That's us. The little guy is us. Yeah, you don't need to keep showing their products. We get it. They're selling products with InfoWars on. It's fine. It's just infuriating. And again, it just goes on and on. So this was the actual official. Let's go to the trailer. Let's go to the trailer that they put out. Clip 36. This has another, fake product in it. But let's go to clip 36 here. This was the trailer they put out about the Onion taking over InfoWars. Let's watch.
I think Dwayne The Rock Johnson will run for president.
They turn me into something I'm not.
The human pig.
Is that where God comes from?
You are being lied to.
Crab salt.
Dang, they want to be us so bad. We do have such cool style, don't we? That whole glitch style that we made popular. We really are on the forefront of everything. Thank you for reminding me of that, Onion. Thank you for reminding me of how like well established our aesthetic style is and everything. It's pretty interesting. Yeah, they have like fake products in there that's like Demon Guard. And this is the thing. They want to pretend that they just mock everything, that they all think it's hilarious. But like, these people are the Puritans. These people are the Karens. These are the hyperventilating. Oh, please, won't somebody think of the children? That's them. That's who these people are. This is like the frustrating part is like all the people out there that, are like attacking InfoWars because you think we are somebody that we're not. Think that we represent some like establishment outpost. And it's like you're attacking the premier example of just like shoestring bootstraps, pulling ourselves up with nothing but the support of our audience. And you're cheering instead for a literal multinational conglomerate totally tied in with the richest people in the world, socialist takeover of this organization. You're on the wrong sides, folks. You're absolutely on the wrong side. If you actually believe what you like pretend to believe. And this is what I mean. So that in the like article they wrote about this, again, not funny. That's the most offensive part of all of this. The Onion is not fun. I mean, do you want to go through some of their, do we have my screen, guys? Or you can just go to theonion.com or whatever. Oil prices plummet in big FU to Americans who got gas yesterday. That's actually the funniest headline in the entire. I already went through all of these. This is just actually a advertisement for a gay show. What are we protesting? Oh, this will be hilarious. These, you know, infographics. These are always so funny. What are we protesting? Megaphone prices? No way. They went there, guys. That's crazy. Cheez-Its seem smaller. What? No, they don't. They're the same size. That's nuts. The hypothetical idea of an all-female Ninja Turtles. No way. You can tell these guys. I mean, they've got their pulse. They've got their finger on the pulse, folks. This is what the young people are laughing at, okay? Unclear, Neil Young's music just gets us going. All right. 16% Soros check bouncing. Okay, wait, so you're protesting the check bouncing? That doesn't make any sense. Mom dating again. This is where you get a little bit of insight into their actual mentality, where they're like, everybody will think this is funny because they also grew up in a broken home, ignored by their parents and desperately seeking affirmation from strangers on the internet. Everybody will get this. No, my parents are married, actually. Just in it for the tear gas and pepper balls. You know, a biting satire here. You know, it really says a lot about, something, I'm sure. You know, there's something being said here. Nothing a few mass graves won't fix. That's okay. Yeah, well, does this mean InfoWars will be allowed back on YouTube? Yeah, probably. Because, you know, by the way, twice as many, our audience, at least twice as big. Like, the number of unique visits to our website is two times as high as The Onion right now. And you look into it, people are like, The Onion is experiencing a resurgence of popularity. All right. I'd love to see the numbers before then, because we get twice as many people at than The Onion does at InfoWars.com. So, I mean, that's just, so they're losing. So a significantly less popular publication backed by millions and millions of dollars from some of the richest people in the world, are rigging a legal proceeding to try to buy the logo out from us. Like, that's going to do anything. Again, it's kind of pathetic, kind of sad, kind of actually just like confirmation that we're winning across the board. All right. So not funny. Okay. We're three down, zero funny moments. Biologists confirm not much evolution happened today. Whoa. Wow. Real gut buster there, guys. Guys, biologists confirmed not much evolution happened today. I want to send that one to all my friends on the Facebook. Said nobody ever. Poor sleep linked to gong. Onion exclusive interview with the Pope. FDA loosens restrictions on dousing children with synthetic peptides until something happens. Great. I mean, do they want to make any jokes about the FDA actually, allowing glyphosate to give people cancer and not be sued for it? Because you could actually make a difference here. Pentagon develops tactical zoot suit. Okay, very timely, very, very clever. Okay. U.S. fertility rate plummets to pre-Nick Cannon levels. Hilarious, just absolutely hilarious. Okay. This is where they take a actual serious issue and then, I was going to say make a joke out of it, but jokes are supposed to be funny. Man who threw Molotov cocktail at Sam Altman's home claims he was following ChatGPT recipe for risotto. Hilarious. I can't stop laughing. That's so funny. I'm silently laughing right now. That's what you're hearing. Okay, so what even is this? What even is this? Pure O oxygen, optimal absorption, and mind maximization. Okay, so they're selling empty products. It's hilarious. This is the most offensive part. If they were funny, I wouldn't have an issue with it. If they're actually capable of taking what we believe and making fun of it and making it funny. I mean, I'm sitting next to a low IQ hat. You think we take ourselves all that seriously? Now, the things we talk about are serious. And we believe that, just like people from The Onion believe that. But of course, the way they approach it is a fabricated, faux, assumed countenance of being above it all and just mocking people who care about anything. But like, say the N-word to them. See what they care about. See if they care. See how mad they get when you violate one of their precious cultural norms. These people are not free thinkers. They are not even funny, but they're certainly not like saying anything profound or providing insight into anything going on in the world. The mockery that they have for just things like the birth rate going down, it's just petulance, right? It's just childishness and sort of like poop jokes, which is what Tim Heidecker made his career on, literally. But at the end of the day, they will hyperventilate. They will literally cry. They are the most sensitive. What is the word? Like when you just take yourself so seriously and just like holier than thou, and they really think what they're doing is super important and powerful, but they simultaneously want to like think it's funny or like think it's like, you know, good to mock people that are actually serious about stuff. See, we sort of take things lightly. Personally, like myself, I like have a hard time not just mocking everything going on. But that being said, we are also very sincere about our actual beliefs. We'll actually tell you what's really going on. The whole reason we're doing any of this is in a desperate attempt to stop evil people from implementing dangerous plans that will affect everybody on the planet of every race, color, and creed. We're actually serious and sincere and heartfelt about that. And we're like competent enough to be heartfelt about that. Very easy to be a cynical asshole, right? It's not hard at all. You can just look down on everybody. You can mock everybody. Anybody has a sincere feeling. You can pretend to be above. And then you can just exist like that in like the gray area nothingness of faux superiority. That's your choice. You can do that. Godspeed. But you're a liar. Because at the end of the day, they believe just as strongly as we do about stuff. It's just what they believe is lies. And they can't actually make arguments in favor of what they believe because their beliefs are nonsensical to the point of absurdity. And they don't know how to mock us, and they can't mock us because they actually looked into what we were saying. They probably agree with us almost the entire time, like almost all the time. So all this is a big roundabout way to get to this article that they wrote on the InfoWar on theonion.com. Where they're like, let me tell you a story. When I was a child, I suffered from night terrors. It was always the same dream. I could hear my family and neighbors wailing in the street outside as they were pursued and then destroyed by a nameless malevolent force. Somehow neither I nor anyone else could control a great darkness that was somehow all my fault. Today, that childhood dream is finally coming true. Today, I can finally say the sweetest 9 or 10 words in the English language. Global Tetrahedron has completed its plan to control InfoWars.com. Of course, no, they haven't. We are still on InfoWars.com. The judge hasn't even signed off on it, so just like total lie, but that's beside the point. I've had a lot of time to think about InfoWars in the last year and a half. As the seasons have changed, my ambitions with the project have grown grander, crueler, and better aligned with market data. Come, friends, and imagine with me. Imagine you're in a roaring arena packed to the rafters with pathological liars high above you, and the nosebleeds are podcasters screaming that you'll die if you don't take their skincare products. I'm sorry. You'll die if you don't take their products. Screaming from the rafters that everyone will die if you don't take their products. Really? Really? We want to go back in time 5 years? This is what I mean. These people are everything that they claim to hate. I've never said you'll die if you don't have our products. We have people call in who say, I was going to die, and then I took your product, and I'm better. Like, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not. Because, again, we have to actually follow the rules. I can't actually say things that our product does if it doesn't actually do that. See, yeah, this is the other difference. They want to act like we're just, like, making crazy claims. Everybody knows that if I make a claim that is not backed up about one of our products, we will be sued. They have sued us over claims we didn't even make. I can't even get into it because they might sue us again if I get the details wrong. That's the type of, you know, surveillance we're under, constant constraint we're under, and yet we thrive despite it. These people can say whatever they want about whatever they want, no consequence, no problem, ever. Because they're the bad guys, because they're on the side of the bad guys. They have the elite. They have the power structures behind them. All the people doing all the things you claim to hate are all the people that are doing this to us. Okay? Just so we're clear. So the whole thing is trying to present this as if he's like some global, magnate industrial titan, and he's happy about buying InfoWars. But like, yeah, that's our enemy. That's who hates us. That's who's doing this to us. Are the Larry Finks and the George Soroses, the billionaires, the elite class, the Epstein class? That's who we're fighting. Ben Collins and his friends, that's the Epstein class. Maybe that's the best way to understand it. If you're just looking at InfoWars and, you know, trying to figure out who we are, just know our enemies are and have always been the Epstein class. Alex Jones was the first person to report on Epstein years before anybody else even knew it was happening, years before he got arrested for the second time. InfoWars was on the forefront of that and called names for trying to bring it to light. Ben Collins. Search Ben Collins Pizzagate. Tell me what you find, okay? Just tell me what you find. Let's go to this video of Alex telling everybody about what it's going to take to defeat God. You will never defeat God. Here's Alex Jones.
Dangerous, stinking guts. I can smell you from 1,000 miles away, and you smell like failure. You smell like hell. You hurt the innocent, that's what matters, is that you'll never defeat the human spirit. You'll never defeat God. You'll never win. Never. The spirit of humanity is rising, and he is going to defeat you.
And we still have more fun than The Onion. We still know how to have a good time, unlike The Onion. Now we'll be right back, folks. More to come.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Tough economic times, money stresses can really be overwhelming.
Yeah, but help is on the way. Author Christine Eckert is here to show us some exercises to reduce stress. Hi, Christine.
Good morning. Hi, Jim and Tracy.
Christine, I'm so glad you're here. I'm about ready to snap.
She is.
The first thing we're going to learn about is problem visualization.
Okay.
It's a simple method for reducing stress by assigning an image to represent your anxiety.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
Okay, the first thing I like to do is imagine my money-related stress as the most disgusting, terrifying creature I can think of. I like to imagine an ugly, greasy little creature with a hooked nose and oily black hair.
Oh, he is scary.
I call him the Grabbler because he's a greedy little monster who wants to grabble up all my money.
Ooh.
Now close your eyes and picture the Grabbler.
Okay, there he is.
Now think of all the problems your Grabbler is causing. He invented interest rates like the ones on your credit card.
Oh.
He's taking the jobs because Grabblers only hire their own kind.
I just want to get rid of him.
Now imagine the Grabbler slowly disintegrating like a pile of ashes blown away by a purifying wind. And now you're in a peaceful meadow full of lilies swaying in a gentle breeze.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Not scheming or trying to rob me.
Oh, well, that really works.
Ooh, what a relief. I feel so relaxed.
Now, this image visualization works for other kinds of stresses besides money, right?
Say you had an argument with someone at work. Take that social stress and visualize it being due to a blabbler.
Blabbler.
Ooh.
Well, look at that.
Blabbers represent all that negative energy we experience when dealing with difficult personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kinds of people who love to argue and complain in nasal voices.
Oh, I know people
and
like
stresses
that.
Stresses are everywhere,
right.
too.
They are. They're always lurking like rats. You know, that's why sometimes meditative exercises aren't enough. So take your mind off your stress by doing something good for yourself.
Oh.
Exercise.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I feel better after my yoga class.
Right, right.
I will often go for a long walk in the middle of the night and throw flaming bottles at certain houses or even sneak in through the back doors and light their curtains on fire while they're asleep.
Working up a sweat to rid yourself of that stress. All right. Well, Christine, thanks so much for being our guest this morning and sharing your advice. Everyone should check out Christine's new book, The Solution, Kill All the Grabblers, and it's available in bookstores now. And when we come back, why you don't have to wait until after you're 40 to have sex after 40.
They used to be funny. Used to be like pretty edgy stuff there. Hilarious. Pretty on the edge. Now, if I was responding like Ben Collins, I think my response would be something like, look, you know, we love humor and free speech, but you know, there's a certain point where humor becomes something else entirely. And even if that video wasn't made with the intention to create hatred, you have to recognize the cultural significance of some of the things said and how that could down the road lead to some really, really bad things, right? We all have to be really concerned and serious about the threat of fake news and, you know, things like vaccine hesitancy. It's really serious and we really have to take it on. I think this is the most important thing we can be doing right now. Is silencing voices like The Onion for mocking Jews with a skit about grabblers, okay? Just putting your vile anti-Semitism under just a thin facade of humor, that's unacceptable, okay? Hate speech is not free speech, okay? We love free speech, and we have to protect free speech by silencing people we disagree with, okay? See, if I was a super self-serious, puritanical grabbler, like Ben Collins, I might, be tempted to take that tack, that line. No, you're the bad guys. You used to be the good guys. That was back in 2010, all the way back in 2010. The Onion made that video. Do you think they'd make it now? Do you think they'd make that now when you have the head of NBC's Disinformation and Hate Speech Bureau? As the ruler of, as the CEO of The Onion now? No, those days are over, folks. The days of edgy, insightful, borderline content. Well, it's the age of that at The Onion is over. If you want to find that type of content, you got to come to InfoWars. InfoWars will still have the edgy and hilarious and eye-opening and insightful content that The Onion used to make before they got taken over by the very power structure that they still pretend to fight. Now, we're the outsiders, we're the underdog, and they're the grabblers, okay? Fight the grabblers.
I've been an Oilfield for as long as I've been an Info Warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife coming back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the information war, this is the War Room with Harrison Smith. Join the battle now on band.video and X worldwide.
This is a message to the folks of The Onion. If you want to learn how to be funny again, give us a call. Hit us up. Because right now, your whole, like, holier-than-thou, pretending to mock things that you actually care deeply about, you've lost the funny, and you don't even have the principle to stand on at the end of the day. Right? Sometimes that happens, right? You start off, you know, trying to make jokes out of something, and then, like, you actually just become a you know, genuine outlet publishing real things. But no, they start out being funny and sort of self-important and self-righteous, and they've lost the funny. They still have the self-righteous. They're just not funny anymore. They're also not righteous, but whatever. Here's the problem. Rob Dew comes to me today and is like, yeah, I downloaded that Onion trailer, the one we played earlier. He's like, I put it in the folder. What happened? Are you on crack? I'm like, what? He's like, there's 67 videos in the folder today. Did you mean to put all those in? I'm like, yeah. He's like, there's another folder of like 30 more videos. I'm like, yeah, that was on purpose. I'm going to get to all of them. We'll get to some of them probably. So I got a lot of videos, and then this Onion thing breaks. I've already spent an hour. We'll probably spend another hour with Rex Jones. So now I got this hour to actually tell you all the crazy news going on. Before I get into all of that stuff, I should probably remind you that the only way we get support here, this is a message to all the Onion readers and there's got to be a few, right? Whoever you are, okay, turn up your hearing aid. I have an important announcement to make. All right, put down the rainbow flag. Put your cat to the side. Okay, I know you don't have kids, so I'm not worried about that. Pay attention, Onion readers. We don't have any sponsors. Did you hear me say that? We don't have any sponsors, and we don't get any money from anybody except for our audience when they go to thealexjonesstore.com. And that's our store, our proprietary store where we sell products. Many times they're white-labeled, you know, private-label, top-selling products you could find at Whole Foods or GNC or anywhere else. Other times it's specific formulas that we've developed and are exclusive only to us, but again, just combine some of the best and most effective and well-recognized ingredients on the planet. We also have shirts and merchandise and hats and coolers and sunglasses and all sorts of cool stuff people can buy. And when people go to thealexjonesstore.com and they purchase a product, that's how we get money. That's it. That's the only way. We have a gold sponsor that comes on about once a week, and that's, you know, fairly new, and, you know, of course, you can choose to support them or not. But we do not have advertisers. We do not have sponsors in the traditional sense. We do not get money from billionaires. We do not get money from millionaires. We don't get money from anybody except for our audience. I really want you to think about that. Really take that in. If you're thinking about InfoWars and The Onion as two distinct and separate entities and what they represent and who they are, you may be under the false impression that InfoWars is somehow tied in with the establishment because Trump won, that because we're so, you know, popular and prominent, somehow that means that we've, you know, been unfairly helped through nepotism, something like that. That's The Onion. That's them. They're the ones who get the $1 million cash injections from billionaires. They're the ones who have the support of the establishment. They're the ones tied in with the people running the lawfare against us, working behind the scenes, using connections and influence that we don't have access to. And they're trying to crush this small business that is operated totally independently. I get to say whatever the hell I want up here, folks. Now, I take that responsibility seriously, and I understand that we have a contract with our audience that says, I will tell you the truth, no matter who likes it and who doesn't. And in exchange, I ask you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. So I don't take advantage of the fact that I can say whatever I want. Because why would I? I mean, I'm here to tell the truth. I'm here to tell you what's actually going on. And to remind you once again, even if you disagree with me, I hope that you can recognize that I'm not lying. I'm not trying to deceive you. And I truly do believe in that cliche of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So I'm also not the type of person that says, well, I never lied when I just, you know, withheld the truth from you. No, we're going to tell you the truth. We're not just not going to lie to you. We're going to tell you the truth. That's a whole different thing. And all that we ask is that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's it. That's the way that we get funding. That's the way that we stay on air. Unlike The Onion, who's got all this backing and all this crap. Uh-oh. Folks, The Onion has stolen the shirt off of Alex Jones's back at this point, and it's a sad thing to see. Are you an employee of The Onion now, Alex?
No, we laugh about this, but a year and a half ago, they announced that they now owned us.
Yep.
And it was all a fraud. This time, they've had a court hearing, and they're announcing they own us, which shows with this judge that's been super corrupt, the state judge, it's already a done deal. But don't worry, we got a bunch of legal avenues. It'd be one thing if they just shut us down, but they are telling the New York Times, and I've seen more videos, that they're going to misrepresent, if you played the trailer,
yep,
they're going to misrepresent that they're us to confuse people and, quote, rip people off like Alex Jones did. They're going to make money. But the whole thing's about defaming me. You can't take something over and then act like you're somebody, even if you say it's a parody. You can do a parody of somebody, but none of you took something from them.
Right.
You've already checked with lawyers, so they're in deep shit. I'm already suing the Democrat Party law firms. Already got civil rights lawsuits. Do you think, look, just because you're wearing my shirt, don't mean you're me. So let's be 100% clear about that. And so you guys just keep laughing, just like you did a year and a half ago, or it was November 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So is that about a year and a half?
Yeah, this is a story from December 10th. Sale of Alex Jones InfoWars to The Onion rejected. And I'll get into this.
They need to be us to confuse people. By the way, it's a total failure. It's over the fifth biggest newspapers. That's a lie. Newspapers are all dead. Okay.
I looked it up. The Onion gets less than half of the traffic that InfoWars gets.
And remember, they said they were going to be Charlie Kirk. Remember when he died, they said, we're going to misrepresent fake quotes of him. This is what the left do. They try to silence you, then they misrepresent who you are. They're body snatchers. They're skinwalkers. They literally take your skin. This is going to backfire big time, folks. Anyways, but hey, you may have, may try to take our skin. You may try to take our clothes, but we're still the real InfoWar. And everybody's going to understand that the InfoWar is a generic term. A website doesn't matter. Everybody's an InfoWarrior. Don't let them convince you of this. It's going to blow up big time in their face.
Did you see the Ben Collins video where he says we're in an information war?
No.
Yeah, it's an old video where he's doing it at the National Press Club. And he says, we're in an information war right now, and the truth is hard to find. So they've lost the information war, and so they've resorted to lawfare.
And then taking on our skin.
Yeah.
Just as you got a man's coat, don't mean you're them.
No, it's ridiculous. And again, yeah, they just do it.
Forget.
They get away with it.
The Paul Weiss law firm ran all this. Trump settled with them. They settled, and now Trump's on their side.
Yep.
So, hey, feel good, guys. You're on Trump's side. You said it was so bad.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly it. They are literally on the bad guy's side. So, yeah, it's going to fail.
Wait, we don't own thealexjonesstore.com. That's how they back us. That's how they keep us on air. Can't get that.
Yeah, so as you guys know, again, thealexjonesstore.com, that is the only way that we get funding. If you go there, we stay on air. If you don't, we go away. That's how it works. The Onion cannot make us go away, okay? The lawyers cannot make us go away. The only way we go away is if you don't support us.
and people get confused. It'll be the Alex Jones Network. New news sites. You'll hear about it all soon. All ready to launch. Same people. Harrison, we're going to expand all of it.
Yep, absolutely. And we've been waiting for this, y'all. We have been under a wet blanket of bankruptcy for a long time. It has severely restricted what we've been able to do. We're about to explode. We're about to launch, folks. We are on the launch pad. The countdown has begun. May 1st is the date. I believe I heard Alex say that on air today. We'll be switching over. So do make sure you're following us on X, because if you want to know where we go, if they take down the website or whatever, and you're wondering where we are, and you gotta do this, because I know people get in the habit. I told the story the other day, but I had a neighbor, and when we got kicked off YouTube in like 2019, he was like, yeah, I miss seeing Alex. And I'm like, well, we still have band.video. And his response is just like, yeah, I watch YouTube. And it's just like, that's how some people are. If you're not on their favorite platform, you just disappear and you don't exist anymore. Just don't fall into that trap. It's really not hard. You know, instead of going to Infowars.com, you go to AJNLive.com or whatever the new website is. You know, we'll set up. It's not a big switch. We'll be at the same time. Alex Jones will be at the same time. He will still be hosting his show. He'll be an employee rather than the owner of the, you know, umbrella corporation that we'll operate under from then on. But we have total, you know, ability to do whatever we want, say whatever we want. We're not going to have any controllers over us. We just have, you know, people that run the business side of things, because obviously Alex has been sued for billions of dollars that he doesn't have and he never did. So again, everything is projection. Everything they're doing is what they accuse us of. The people that they claim we are is actually who they are. And it must be a weird life for them to live. It must be a strange position for them to be in, because they claim to believe what we believe, honestly. I mean, if you look at what they, not the leftist crap, but, you know, being opposed to this war, being opposed to surveillance and censorship, at least that's what they used to be. That's what they used to be about. The Onion. It wouldn't even really make sense that they would, like, be mocking us. It's just, they're confused. They're all a little bit confused. And that's okay. That's okay for them. So this is the AP article from December 10th, 2024. This was after they claimed to have purchased us, claimed to have bought us. They claimed they owned us back in November 2024. Okay. April 2026. Here we are. The logo in the corner there, InfoWars. They don't own us. They never did. So last time they lied about this, last time they did the fake news about this, lied about it, tried to steal our identity, it was refused for very good reason, because they tried to rig the auction in a totally unfair way. Again, I genuinely do not understand how they get away with this stuff, except that they're tied in with the elite and they're doing what the bad guys in the Epstein class wants to have done. A federal judge Tuesday night rejected the auction sale of Alex Jones' InfoWars to the Onion satirical news outlet, but it wasn't an auction. It was supposed to be an auction. Like, this is the thing. We still own InfoWars. We have laws in place to provide for a company being taken from somebody and given to somebody else, because the way that our court system is set up, especially when it comes to defamation, is it's all about money. And it's supposed to be like, okay, you made money with this lie, or you lied about somebody to stop them from making money. And so there's monetary damages, you know, being applied. So they have the legal right to confiscate our company, just like they'd have the right to confiscate a truck or a house if you had outstanding, you know, bills in this way, but only in the condition that it's being used properly and to pay the damage. Like, there are restrictions to the fact. It's not just you now just can control InfoWars and sell it to whoever you want for whatever reason you want. That's not how this works. The legal system has extraordinary powers to, like, destroy people's lives, only on the contingency that they do it appropriately, that they not abuse that power, and that, you know, taking the company is in service of the lawfully prescribed punishment. That's not what's happening here. So they were only allowed to take InfoWars to do an auction. They didn't do an auction. They said they did an auction, but they rigged it. They were in communication with the auction people behind the scenes, getting the auction people to accept a lower offer than the offer from the guys we're friends with. So it's not an auction. That's just cheating. That's just rigging the process. Why do they get away with this? Why aren't they in prison? Do you think we'd get away with it? If we were secretly in communication with the auction people and had gotten him to agree to accept a lower offer, violating the prescribed process by which the auction was supposed to be held, to give it to our friends and not somebody else? Do you think we'd get away with that? Or do you think Alex Jones would be sitting in jail right now if we did that? See, they get away with everything. We get held to account for everything. We get scrutinized to the nth degree. We get punished for things we didn't even do. Whereas the people with the power, with the influence, with the corruption under their belt, they get to get away with everything. They do whatever the hell they want, whenever the hell they want. And they lie about it and just publish videos and news. I mean, I've shown you two videos and multiple news stories. All of them say The Onion owns InfoWars, but they don't. They just don't. It's not true. Might they in the future? Maybe. Sure. They could. That's not what they're saying. They're saying that they own it. Why do they get to do that? Can anybody answer me? Why do they get to do that? Doesn't make any sense. Because they say it's satire. It's not. They are clearly have spoken about the fact that they're trying to damage our company. Again, just they can just do it. They just get away with it. They get to commit outrages against us, and nobody holds them to account. So they, I mean, and this is like, if you can't read this and have questions in your own mind. Like, if you can read this, just be like, yep, makes sense. Like, you're crazy. This doesn't make any sense. The Onion had been named the winning bidder on November 14th over a company affiliated with Jones. The Onion offered $1.75 million in cash and other incentives for InfoWars assets in the auction. First United American Companies, which runs a website in Jones's name that sells nutritional supplements, bid $3.5 million. So, what? So how does that make any sense? And you'll notice they didn't even say that the Onion won. The Onion had been named the winning bidder. What? That's like saying, yeah, one team scored more points, but the other team was named the winner. No, the winner is determined by the points. You can't just name a winner who has less points. That's what happened here. You're supposed to have an auction. The auction is supposed to go to the highest bid. They didn't have the highest bid, but they won anyway. That's called rigging an auction. Is this complicated? I'm sorry. Am I in conspiracy world where you need a tinfoil hat? Or is it pretty goddamn simple, actually, at the end of the day? The Onion offered a lower amount and then won the auction. That's called rigging the auction. And by the way that they rigged it was by claiming that they were going to pay off the judgment that InfoWars owed from future InfoWars profits. So like what they were offering wasn't even cash. It wasn't even money in the first place. It was like some weird, like, we're going to pay for the thing that we're getting as a consequence of the bankruptcy by using the money that we won from the company through the bankruptcy. Like, it didn't make any sense. So you have these high-powered, highfalutin lawyers who have already spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to destroy us and have failed. But I think my interpretation of it is they had one of these guys come down from New York or wherever and basically bamboozle them. Did I get it wrong?
No, you got it right. If you go to X, it was like trending one of the top topics. It's worse. They haven't even had a court hearing. He's on podcasts announcing he is now the owner and they're now in control of the studios. So he went further. He's not even been a fraudulent auction. He's just declaring before the judge, who's a Democrat Party operative, because obviously they know, is going to give it to him on the 30th at the hearing next week. So he says, we're in control of the studios. It's now our office. We're hiring people. We're there.
Where are they? I don't see them.
If you go to the X feed, just type in Alex Jones Onion. It shows the feed. And he's in a podcast today.
Is it this one? It's this one right here, right? The crew just brought this in.
Well, there's a bunch of clips, but yeah.
Okay.
It's like an hour long show, but yeah. And he literally says, no, we now own it now without even a hearing.
How do they get to do that? That's the craziest thing. Sorry to be overly sincere.
Remember when Stephanopoulos says, how did you win without an auction? He goes, it's Alex Jones.
Right. Right. Why should you get protection of the law? Why should you be afforded the same protection?
Remember, they said in the same hearings later, Well, the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to Alex Jones against slavery. They said they own my name. Elon Musk had to come in and defend me because people say it was because he was protecting me. No, they wouldn't own any names.
Yeah, they're trying, because they're trying to take the Twitter account, right?
Yeah.
The X account.
Yeah. They can take any account. These people are crazy, man.
It is. It is insane. And just, I don't know. It's galling to me that they like to pretend that they're against the establishment. Somehow we're the big bad
they
guys.
They say in their quotes, they go, we're finally going to shut him up.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. What,
well, hey, we're going to have the Alex Jones Network and all the URLs. They're done. New site, better than InfoWars. So good luck, fuckheads. I'm serious. I mean, this is, you know, that's why we need your damn support. And yeah. I love people saying we survived so much it's not real. You've been here when the raids happened.
Yeah.
With no warrants. And you've been here. How real is this? Real as fuck.
If it wasn't real, why did I take all my stuff home thinking we were getting kicked out? Why was I on air when, you know, the feed suddenly went down and they cut our internet? It's real, folks. We don't know how to make it more real.
Well, they just can't believe we keep surviving. Well, that's what fighting is.
Absolutely.
Hey, we've only begun to fight.
Amen. What's the old Romans saying, victory, people only lose when they accept that they've lost, basically.
Yeah.
The person is only vanquished when they believe themselves so. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We will never be vanquished, so it's
But
fine.
Also, our numbers show it. It's not like we're just delusionally saying that.
Of course.
It's not like we're the knight in,
Monty Python?
Just a flesh wound.
No, wait, we actually are doing great.
They're the ones with their arms and legs cut off, politically, not violently.
If you search it, they're like, the Onion is in the midst of a renaissance. They're back and more popular than ever, and they're half as popular as we are by number.
Well, they're going to totally implode it despite massive Bloomberg funding.
Yeah, it's pathetic. I mean, they're the people that they claim to be fighting.
It doesn't matter, though. We're low IQ.
Yeah, we just don't get it.
We told Trump, you know, the war ain't going to be easy.
Yeah, sucks.
Get your low IQ hats at thealexreport.com and your help. And low IQ shirts.
Low IQ. Let people know. That way they know to be patient with you. You aren't as sophisticated as Ben Collins or Tim Heidecker. You know, they're very high IQ. They understand it. No, it's just outrageous.
You see the quotes where we're going to rip people off and give them lies?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they say about us.
So it's like, we're doing a parody of them so we can do bad things because we claim they did it.
Yeah, exactly.
We claim they robbed a bank, so we are.
And of course, you know, The irony of that is that we are under more scrutiny than any other group. We can't advertise that our supplements do stuff they don't do. We will get shut down the next day. We have so many bad people. Of course we would. No, we wouldn't do it anyway. But it's just the idea that we are getting away with stuff. We don't get away with anything. Not that we try.
They had all those outside auditors that were 3 years bankruptcy. Said we were crooks. Held us hidden money. Where'd all that go? New York Times will later admit, turns out Jones always had meager assets.
Yeah. In a weird way.
Which would have been okay if I had a bunch of money, but it was all lies.
It's like, it's just all inverted. It's all completely inverted.
The best
inverted.
They got is Laura Loomer. Look, he has a Rolex. My dad gave him his Rolex 18 years ago. It was $4,000. Now it is 30 grand. I never wore a Rolex until he gave me one. This is my dad gave me this, and I love the watch now, but I don't wear it because it's fancy. It's a damn gift.
Yeah. No, it's.
I'm wearing $80 boots. Nothing against it, but I mean, I'm not into just fanciness for fanciness' sake.
No, not. I don't think anybody
you know
where here
jeans is. Are from? Because actually, I like them because they're really soft. Costco, baby, $18.
That's how everybody is. Everybody here drives clunkers, and we just, you know, we're in it for the truth, and that's unlike any other group. Like in a weird way, because of the bankruptcy, we are the only outlet out there. You can say with absolute certainty we don't get money from other people, that we're not doing corrupt
everything
stuff.
Everything had a thermometer up its butt.
Yeah, we couldn't misplace a nickel without them.
They got so pissed that none of it was true.
InfoWars has meager assets right there.
I had a 127 acre thing an hour away from Austin that was the great best deal ever. And I had an emergency. I never had time to go out there. That's all they got from me. And a 7-year-old Ford Explorer.
No, you monster.
Excuse me.
You monster.
Got the money.
Well, you know, now you're gonna get shut up. The Onion's gonna buy us, and you're gonna have to just never talk again.
We're bringing a lot of money. I was dumping into advertising crew and everything.
Of course, yeah. It's always goes back into the system.
So, CIA declassified documents last week. Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvisjonesshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvisjonesshow.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvisjonesshow.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Back, folks. This is InfoWars. Independent, not purchased by anybody. Just putting that out there. Got a lot of people from The Onion claiming they own us. They don't. They're just lying. They might call it satire, but it ain't funny. So it's not satire. There's nothing satirical about it. Just lying, just misrepresenting, and being gigantic babies about it all at the same time. That again is the most pathetic part about all of this. And again, it's funny that you, like, this has been kind of a regular thing recently. because we'll talk about stuff and people are like, you actually believe that's happening? But we're like, we're quoting the people doing it. Yeah, we think it's happening. Like, you know, people will be like, oh, sure, you're like obsessed with this like red heifer thing. You think they're going to, and it's like, yeah, they keep talking about it. They keep saying this is what they're doing. We are just taking them at their word. Like, what are you talking about? And that's sort of The Onion's whole vibe now is like, things are actually just happening. We'll talk about it. And then they'll point at us and go, you're crazy for talking about that. You're obsessed with this. And what? A red heifer and rebuilding temples? It's like, it's a Netanyahu speech. What am I supposed to say? It's Netanyahu going up and saying, we're going to bring back the Messiah. And it's like, you can think I'm ridiculous for talking about it, but you probably think he's more insane for being the one to believe it. And that's sort of the whole Onion vibe now is like, let's mock things that are imminently observable. Let's mock people caring about stuff that's just obviously happening and affecting them personally. Okay. Okay. So again, just as a final note here of this, when this happened last time they lied about owning us. Again, I can literally point to like the company that owns The Onion and say with absolute certainty and with absolute facts that like they have actually published more fake stories than we ever have. We weren't telling people we were bought by The Onion. That was a lie. They ran with it over and over again. And that's just who these people are in general and in specific. So again, they were chosen to win the auction, even though their bid was less than the actual winner. For some reason, like to me, a couple things should have happened at that point. You have this supposed auction. You say it's an auction. You advertise it as an auction. You have people like going through a lot of work to get an offer on the table. Like it's not like they just, you know, some guy just called them and go, I offer $3.5 million. Click. Like, no, you got to come up with statement, financial statements proving you have the money. You got to hire lawyers to like make the bid. Like you have to actually put work in to make one of these bids. So they have people do that. They have people put in bids. Then they rig it so that the person who didn't bid the highest somehow won the auction. Now, at that point, really multiple things should happen. This isn't even an either or. First of all, the auction should just go to the actual highest bidder. That seems obvious. Why didn't that happen? You had an auction. You had bids put in. Why don't you just choose the highest bid? Because you tried to choose the lowest bid and got caught. And so now the auction doesn't count. Why? Why didn't it just go to the actual highest bidder? That's what should have happened. Why didn't it? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. Secondary to that, also what should have happened is the people who rigged the election should have been charged with a crime for rigging an auction, not an election, an auction. But they get away with it. So they get away with rigging the auction without punishment. The auction doesn't just go to the actual highest bidder. They just get to work behind the scenes for 2 years. Insinuating themselves into the power structure to rig another auction that didn't even happen this time. So the people who rigged the auction and lost the auction, now 2 years later somehow have won the auction. Even though now there was no auction. And again, they say it in black and white in the official stories from the AP. The Onion offered $1.75 million. The first United American companies bid $3.5 million, and then they tried to give it to The Onion. Crazy, 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 crazy. The Onion's bid was not obviously superior. Oh, it wasn't obviously superior. Oh, okay. The Onion's bid, despite its potential to yield less cash than the rival's company, they literally, you know, the one way they tried to justify it was to say, well, the way that we have it structured, it would actually end up being more. And it was all this like, well, the families agreed to take less money in exchange for, you know, ownership. In other words, admitting that they were abusing a system that was set up just to have monetary punishments. I mean, that's what the system is set up to do. And they've come in and said, instead of monetary settlements, we want to silence him and destroy his First Amendment. That should be his punishment. Like this is a criminal trial of some sort, but it's not. It's a civil trial and supposed to be about money. The Onion plans to turn InfoWars into a comedy site with satirical echoes of the fringe conspiracy theories that Mr. Jones is known for. Okay. at the end of the day, like really what's actually going on here, ignoring the lies, ignoring everything, the Onion has not purchased us. They are saying that they did in some sort of act of desperation or because they have worked behind the scenes with the judge in order to establish the outcome of a hearing before the hearing started, which again, I would think would represent conspiracy, like an actual conspiracy. Again, this is the irony. We're the crazy conspiracy theorists while we are being subjected to like multiple conspiracies, like people working in secret, collaborating to rig an auction, sell our company in an illegal way to sue us over some stuff that we never did and never said, all for the purpose of silencing us as they reiterate over and over. And really the only thing, like the whole Onion lying about it, whatever, it kind of doesn't matter that much. The real actual disappointing part is people that like actually believe in the First Amendment and don't recognize what's happening to us. Like people out there that consider themselves conservatives and would oppose what was happening to us if it was happening to anybody else. By the way, it is happening to other people. There was a precedent set with us that they've gone on to inflict on so many people. Mike Lindell, not least among them. So that's the part that I really don't understand is it's like Donald Trump, for example. He's like, Alex deserves to be bankrupt. And it's just like, what the hell? Like, what the hell? We didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. They went back in time. After we helped Trump get elected, they decided we had to be destroyed. We had to be punished for getting Trump elected. And this is what they said on the stand. Like they had experts come in and testify exclusively just about how influential we were so they could present that as evidence to the jury as to why the jury needed to punish us because of how influential we are. Like this is their argument, is that we were so influential that we swung the election for Trump. And so 1 week after Trump gets elected, 1 week is the first time an article from the mainstream media associates Alex Jones with Sandy Hook. The next day after that, one of the spokespeople for the Sandy Hook people come out saying Donald Trump needs to apologize for going on with Alex Jones. And that was, again, just the second time that this association with Alex Jones and Sandy Hook became apparent. Because everybody that actually paid attention to the Sandy Hook conspiracy knows that Alex Jones was not a central figure in that entire genre, subgenre of conspiracy theory. Like there are entire documentaries that are like 2.5 hours long, and it's like a whole bunch of like 10 to 15 minute segments, all done by somebody that's not Alex Jones, by researchers, investigators, authors, like all these different people make all these documentaries. You never hear Alex Jones' name mentioned. It wasn't Alex Jones that was driving the Sandy Hook conspiracy. It was a lot of other people. We, of course, are in the conspiracy world, so Alex talked about it a few times. And so because he talked about literally the most popular conspiracy online, I mean, for a couple years, the Sandy Hook conspiracy knocked out 9/11 as the top discussed conspiracy everywhere. And this was, and again, you got to, like, now that I'm thinking about it and, like, remembering how all of this came about and remembering the fact that just before they launched the lawsuit against Alex Jones, YouTube specifically took down every video related to Sandy Hook. Not just videos we did related to Sandy Hook, all of them. Because it used to be that if you searched Sandy Hook on YouTube, it would be page upon page upon page of videos. Not from Alex Jones, from everybody else. Millions of views on these videos that go on for pages and pages and pages. So they delete all of that. They wipe all of that off of the internet. Then they turn around and say, this was Alex Jones that did this. He spread this conspiracy. He made this up. Literally deleting the evidence that disproves them and then filing a suit knowing that all of that evidence is gone. And then the default judgment. Again, we've been over this a million times, but just in case you haven't heard, a default judgment is supposed to be reserved for extreme circumstances in which one of the parties of the lawsuit does not respond, right? So if I'm suing somebody over something and that person just flees to Mexico and doesn't have a forwarding address and just does not respond, or if, you know, it can be confirmed that I served them saying you need to respond to this subpoena, and then they don't, and they just leave us on read and don't respond and don't send any evidence and don't show up at the court date, then the judge says, well, I got no choice. They're not even here to make the argument. I'm going to decide in the favor of the person that filed the lawsuit. With us, it was entirely different. And again, I've gone over this so many times, so we should just play the old video. But because I was researching it using AI, using Grok, going, has this ever happened before? Has there ever been a high-level default judgment? And it's like, well, the highest level default judgment was against a corporation. It's happened like one time, and it was like kind of a minor thing at the end of it. Like, this is unprecedented. This did not happen before it happened in InfoWars. The default judgments, this extraordinary circumstance that doesn't happen very often, is mostly employed, I'm pretty sure, in things like parental disputes where like it's a deadbeat dad that just leaves the family and, you know, disappears. And so they'll side on the mom's side just because the dad's not there to respond. Like, that's where default judgment is supposed to be employed. They take that and they apply it to us in a way that is so egregious. It was literally confusing Grok and ChatGPT when I was asking about it. Because I would say, yeah, here it is. Where is it? June 5th, 2019. It was before that, I'm pretty sure. But it just goes on and on. But let me read this because I haven't gotten to this yet. But this is the actual law, okay? I'm going to hold it up because I can't read it. But this is from Douglas Mackey, who, of course, was thrown into prison for a meme because the tyrannical scumbags who hate free speech are the Democrats. Douglas Mackey says, bid rigging is a federal crime carrying penalties of up to 10 years in prison and a $100 million fine. The Trump DOJ must investigate the bankruptcy trustees, Sandy Hook families, and the Onion's Ben Collins to see if federal charges are warranted. Yeah, they probably should have. Yeah. Now, if they cared about like the ability of their supporters to speak freely and not be punished for crimes they didn't commit, yeah, he probably would have paid attention. But he doesn't seem to have cared about that ever, it turns out. All right. We'll get back to the default thing here in just a second. Wherever business contracts are awarded by means of soliciting competitive bids, like an auction, coordination among bidders undermines the bidding process and can be illegal. Bid rigging can take many forms. One frequent form is when competitors agree in advance which firm will win the bid. This is worse than that. This isn't conspiracy between the competitors. This is conspiracy between the person running the auction and one of the competitors to disadvantage the other competitor who actually had the higher bid. For instance, competitors may agree to take turns being the low bidder or sit out the bidding round or provide intentionally high bids to cover up a bid rigging scheme. Other bid rigging agreements include subcontracting part of the main contract to the losing bidders or forming a joint venture to submit a single bid. Individuals and companies that knowingly enter bid rigging agreements are routinely investigated by the FBI and other federal law enforcement agencies and can be criminally prosecuted. Potential penalties include lengthy terms of imprisonment up to 10 years and large fines up to $1 million for individuals, $100 million for companies, and twice the gain or loss from the defense. When appropriate, the FTC may also bring a civil enforcement action. Doesn't apply to us, though. Obviously, it does not apply to us. We're InfoWars. We're Alex Jones. So, you know, if you want to rig a bid against us, even though it's illegal, nothing was going to happen to you. And you might actually end up winning the auction somehow. That just happens. They just get away with this crap. This again, like in a way, it really is confirmation. I might actually feel uncomfortable if we weren't being attacked in the way that we are. It is just absolute proof that we're right, that we are pissing off all the right people, that the power structure that is so sickeningly evil and their evil being revealed at a greater and greater rate as time goes on, literally the Epstein class, that is like Paul Weiss and the Paul Weiss law firm got caught by Trump doing illegal things against him. Now, instead of just applying the law, and this is one of the things that pisses me off about Trump, I talked about this on the Sunday show, I think, or at least I meant to, maybe I didn't get to it, but yeah, I did, because basically the, you know, Catholic charities have been instrumental in opening our border and bringing in migrants. And Donald Trump has never punished them for that. It's only when the Pope insults Trump that then he goes, oh, you know what? We're going to take away all the federal funding from the, it's like, well, you should have done that before if you cared about us. If your priorities were the American people and the success of the American nation, then you should have just taken away their funding already on that basis. But he doesn't do anything until the Pope insults him in particular, and then he's willing to use his power to stop the Catholic charities. It's like insulting. It's rather offensive. And so he didn't, you know, Trump didn't go to bat for us. The Trump DOJ ignored the rampant criminality. And it's like, how pathetic would it be to be one of these leftist liberal people to like really think that you're like on the side of the rebels and you're just idiots. Like you're just useful idiots for the most evil people in the entire world. Just taking advantage of your gullibility endlessly to convince you to fight the very people that actually represent the thing you profess to believe. I got some examples about this, not to get away from the Onion topic. But guys, the video of Pete Buttigieg, clip 53 here, okay? This is like the type of person that reads the Onion, all right? We're about to hear from an Onion reader, in effect. I don't know if they actually, you know what, well, why would I, this is the CEO of the Onion about to ask a question to Pete Buttigieg. Okay, I figure, are these the rules now? We just get to lie. All right, so we're about to watch the CEO of The Onion, the initial founder of The Onion. She is responsible for The Onion completely, I'm pretty sure, because this is the type of stuff that their readers believe, and they're asking Sneaky Pete, who buys children. Let's watch what they think is going on in the world. Let's take a quick trip into the madness of the average leftist normie. Let's watch.
Thank you. Hi. Every day I wake up scared because yep. A person I love is trans.
Right, and I'm pause waiting it. For Hold the on. Day Can we that pause they- it? This is the thing. Like, how many times have you heard this projection about us? That it's like, oh, you're just like fear mongers and all this stuff. We tell people to be prepared. We tell people the threats that are out there and how to protect yourself from them. We always have a dual sort of attack method where we say you need to protect yourself from these poisons in the food and water. You need to protect yourself from the mind rot of the establishment class. And we need systematic change to, you know, change the governance style so that these things aren't allowed anymore. It's a two-pronged attack, but you know, we don't tell you to be scared. We tell you of what's actually out there, the actual threats. We're right about our predictions almost all the time. That's not fear-mongering. That's awareness. And then you listen to a leftist, and they literally, unironically, say, I wake up scared every day. Every day I wake up terrified, scared, peeing in my pants because I've been convinced that the Trump administration is hunting down trans people. These people live in a world of delusion where they are terrified. They are victimizing themselves. Nobody's hunting trans people, lady. Nobody cares. We just don't want you in our locker rooms or competing with our daughters on the track field or exposing yourself to our children in kindergarten. Is this hard to figure out? Is this a complicated thing to understand? Apparently it is. So let's go back to the frightened lady who is convinced, yeah, lost in a world that doesn't exist. That's the leftist. That is brilliant. They are lost in a world that doesn't even exist. So again, it's shocking how literally everything they accuse us of, they are the premier examples. They are the premier exemplars of everything that they claim about us because it is all pure projection because they are fear mongers. They are hateful. They are constantly trying to manipulate people by wielding, you know, by taking advantage of their fears, of their uncertainties. They want to generate that in you so that they can then take advantage of that. This is what they do, folks. And this is the outcome. You'll hear Pete Buttigieg. Does he say, lady, you're crazy? You need to calm down. There's no, of course not. He's happy to feed into it. These people are absolutely delusional. Let's go back to the I genuinely feel sorry for this poor delusional woman. Let's watch.
Thank you. Hi. Every day I wake up scared because a person I love is trans. And I'm waiting for the day that they start banging on doors and taking our trans and our gay friends
taking
and family to concentration camps. Oh, and they can't get, our trans friends and family can't get a passport to safely flee this country. And I know that there's nothing you can do about that. But
my
if
God,
you could, what would it be?
Well.
And they cheer. Thank you, lady. Thank you.
First of all,
it's brave delusion.
You have to even think about that kind of fear for somebody you care about. And it's horrible that so many Americans live in that kind of fear for themselves and for those they love. And it shouldn't be that way, and it doesn't have to be that way. Because as divisive a wedge issue as that has been made to be, for political
reasons. Sorry, I can't listen to him anymore. Take him down. I thought he was going to say something, but good Lord. These people are the worst. So yeah, he doesn't say, lady, no one's going to take trans. What does that even mean? What? You think you're going to take trans and gay people to concentration camps? Really? Is that what you actually think? That's crazy. That's a crazy thing to believe, and you're crazy for believing it. But everybody cheers her, and then Pete Buttigieg says, yes, you know, it's sad that you have to feel that way. But essentially, you're right to feel that way. Yeah, that's crazy. These people are evil. These people are genuinely evil. Here's a woman breaking down in tears because she believes a lie. She believes total crap that doesn't exist and never will exist. And Pete Buttigieg, sneaky Pete here, is happy to fan that flame, is happy to indulge in that anxiety, is happy to weaponize that delusion. These people are sick, man. I mean, could you possibly imagine it going the other way around? Like, we're doing a town hall. Somebody stands up to ask Alex. They're like, I can't even think of a, but they're just like, I wake up scared every day that a black person is going to eat my child. And I just don't want, like, can you, we'd be like, what are you talking about? What? That's not going to, what are you talking? What are you talking about? Exactly. You're crazy. That's a crazy thing to think. You need to not be obsessed with that. That's very unhealthy. Like, we'd be concerned and tell that person, like, you need to chill. What we wouldn't do is go, you know, it's sad that we live in a world where that has to be a concern, you know? Maybe black people are trying to eat your baby. And, you know, maybe we need some real changes to prevent that from happening again, you know? You're crazy. You're sick, man. You're actually sick. Again, I don't know how much more clear it could possibly be, but like, the left in this country are humorless scum that genuinely are scared of their own shadow. Just desperately trying to shut up everybody that is correct so that they can maintain the delusions that are useful for the elite and useful for the super powerful. Please don't fall for it.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, go to the UN's own website, they admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. But this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with ethylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshow.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we haven't had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
This is Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia, three nations spread across three different continents. But despite the distance, one alarming truth connects them all. They are collapsing in exactly the same way. And now, the symptoms are impossible to ignore. Let's begin where the cracks are turning into a full-blown collapse, Canada. In Canada today, the average family can't afford a home in their own country. Home ownership has crashed 31% in a single generation. Compounding this issue, foreign buyers now hold a significant stake in the Canadian property market, owning up to 13% of it, more than at any point in history. But Canada isn't alone. In Britain, the foundation of the middle class has been gutted. Manufacturing jobs gone, down 46% since 1990. And what did families get in return? The highest tax burden since World War II. All while public services fell apart. But this isn't just a British problem. Across the world, Australia is living the same nightmare, only deeper. There, a quiet takeover is underway. Foreign corporations now control 80% of the country's critical resources. And the dream of home ownership, dead on arrival. Housing prices have soared by 500%, while wages crawled just 80%. Young Australians are being priced out of their future in their own country. And this pattern across continents, across governments, is no accident. This isn't just failure. It's not bad luck. It's called managed decline, and it's happening by design. And if you're watching this thinking it can't happen here, you need to pay attention, because these three nations are the test cases for what's already occurring throughout the Western world. What you're about to learn in this video will completely change how you understand what's happening to these once powerful nations, and why everyone should be deeply concerned about what comes next. The evidence is hiding in plain sight. Government documents, insider testimonies, and statistical patterns reveal a blueprint that's been quietly unfolding for decades. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. Most people have no idea that the collapse of these three nations follows a familiar historical pattern. Every empire throughout history has fallen in a similar way, from the inside out. Take ancient Rome. Most think it fell to barbarian invasions, but Rome's real decline began internally, through economic inequality that mirror what's happening across Canada, the UK, and Australia right now. By the 2nd century AD, as Rome's expansion slowed, the wealthy elite created massive estates worked by imported labor. This destroyed local Roman farmers, the backbone of the Republic, who were crushed by debt and displacement. Sound familiar? It should. It's the exact same pattern unfolding today. When Roman reformers tried addressing these inequalities, they were eliminated. The elites chose to get rid of reformers rather than give up their power. A key point to remember as we look at what's happening in these modern nations. Just as Rome faced demographic collapse in its final years, these three nations are experiencing unprecedented population shifts. Despite Canada importing over 480,000 migrants in 2024 alone, its fertility rate has plummeted to just 1.48 children per woman, far below the replacement level. The UK's fertility rate has crashed to 1.44, while Australia's sits at 1.5. These countries aren't growing naturally. They're being artificially repopulated while their middle classes vanish, exactly as Rome's did before its fall. Managed decline might sound like boring corporate jargon, but it represents one of the most dangerous concepts in modern governance. Originally a business term for companies beyond saving, It evolved into a strategy where maintaining appearances takes priority over actual solutions. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's documented policy. The concept emerged during the 1980s in Britain when Margaret Thatcher's government advised that struggling industrial cities should be left to manage decline, controlling the collapse rather than preventing it. But what's truly shocking? This localized strategy has now been scaled up to the national level across Canada, the UK, and Australia. And the evidence.
All right, folks, that is a very good video. I think I'll retweet that. I wish I could give credit to whoever did it. I'll find that during the break. We're joined in studio by the one and only Rex Jones.
Thank you.
You're going to be responding to The Onion here just a second. And we're going to be going through a podcast where, yes, The Onion is saying they own our studios, that they're here right now.
We're going to take it over.
We have two new products at TheOliveShowStore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for test. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at TheAlexShowStore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at TheAlexShowStore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Rex Jones joins me in studio. Follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. JonesCBD.com, 50%off.com, ShroomForce.com as well. And, of course, follow
yes.
Gray Area at Gray Area Talks. And you actually, you took over American Journal for a little while.
Try to find my camera there for a second.
Here at the studio, but you're hosting American Journal on your own as a semi-independent broadcast, right?
Yeah, so my thinking is, like, there's a ton of people that love that daily morning show. I learned to love the daily morning show while doing it. Like, it really is incredible to get to start the day off and give people, like, their news and also to inform yourself. You get to kind of do, like, active news blitz process, and I really enjoy doing that with my audience. It's been really cool. I do it 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on my profile, in the middle of setting all the channels up, working on getting the graphics synced, but it is an honor to get to kind of continue forward a new generation of that show that, of course, David Knight did, you did, Brianna did, and now I get to do it. So shout out to the legends. And it's just another legendary piece of history that can never be taken away from us, no matter what they do. And what they're going to try to do with all this stuff, Harrison, with the entire Onion debacle, they want to skin suit us and raise us up in their own graven image, kind of a zombie creation. And they think by making that thing dance that they're going to hurt public opinion by blending it with our political soul online. It's not going to work. There's been too much time, too much love, too much effort put into this place. They look at this place and they just see a bunch of bumpkins, right? They see a bunch of country bumpkins. When in reality, this place is filled with a bunch of geniuses that make it hum just autonomously. Everyone's just doing their job 24/7 to continue on forward in the mission. These people taking over, it's about massive money. They're all in with the promise, oh, we're going to profit off this corpse. We're going to chop it up and sell the bones for millions. That's what they think. When in reality, you're buying a dead oasis. You're buying a dead river. That's what this is. The water has gone somewhere else.
Right. Well, it's like the oasis is still here, but we're the water, right?
Right,
it's like,
exactly.
Without us here, you're just buying.
Well, we will rise as a giant storm cloud and move on to more fertile grounds.
I love that metaphor. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. No. So what was your reaction to hearing this this news, this fake news, but, you know, I'm sure you saw the headline earlier this afternoon. The Onion signs deal to take over InfoWars. What was your reaction?
Well, I mean, we forget that we're in a war, right? We forget that we're in a fight and a battle a lot of the time, and a lot of people have worse and harder battles than we have, but we are in a war. We are in a fight right now. We forget that. I mean, 2 years ago, I cried in the office because I thought this building was going away. Yep. Now I sit here and I cry because it hasn't gone away already, because I know we will be that much stronger and that much more powerful on the new network and on the new platform. So just on all ends, it's too little too late from these people. Far too little and far too late to stop us.
And, you know, you brought up a great point earlier too, which is the fact that, and it really, I was talking about this with one of the editors over the weekend. Nowhere is like InfoWars, and the quality of people here. I don't know how your dad and Rob Duke hired the people that work here, but like,
the cream rises to the top.
The cream rises to the top. And that really is what it, like, if you're not great, you just don't make it. You just like can't cut it here. People will come for a month or two and then they'll go, ooh, I'm out.
You
can't do
not,
it.
You can't not love it and be here.
Exactly.
That's what it comes down to. We wouldn't not be here. Like, we have to be in the studio or working or just a part of all of it. That's what everyone, like, we're one entity or one unit.
And even if we weren't here, we'd be doing what we do here, but on our own. It's like, it really is a matter of like pride and, passion for us that, like, this is what we want to do. This is what we're obsessed with doing. People are constantly like just going above and beyond, because that's sort of the way it works here, is like you have your obligations. You have to do this thing for this show and you have to do that every day. But once you get that done, hey, if you want to go, I mean, I don't want to spill any secrets here, but I'll just say one of the crew members today was like giving me this like, presentation about like all this new stuff that, you know, he wants to do and building. And it's like, nobody asked him to do that. It's just like, we all have ideas of like how to make things better, how to get a bigger reach, how to 100%. Convey something better. We are always working all the time. And I've been to some of these other, I don't want to name them by name, but for example, places like The Blaze, places like Daily Wire, these people work as little as possible.
Well, they don't have a mission. Their mission is money. Their mission is profit motive. That's never been the mission here. The mission has always been the message. And making money selling the supplements is a vehicle where the listener gets to get in on our fight. And we can't fight it without the listener, and the listener needs a megaphone. That's what we are. That's our job. That's our role. That's our purpose. We stand for you. And as my dad says, nearly every show, without your support, we wouldn't be here. Like, that's what it comes down to. And that's what they hate. Beyond any of it and all of it, you can talk about causality in a variety of different ways. What this really comes down to, beyond even censorship and wanting to test trial that on a guy, this comes down to a place that's independent, that's making too much money, that's financially independent from the web of sponsors and controllers and lobbyists and different groups that would otherwise try to curtail and run new media organizations, alternative media organizations. This place was immune to that sickness because at the very beginning it recognized that as the immediate threat, and it had to find a way to sustain itself.
Yep.
Other places don't operate that way. They operate as like, how much are we going to get paid for working here? We don't care about that at all. That's the, please.
Probably to our own detriment. Personally, like, it'd probably be smart if we were a little bit more motivated by that stuff. But being
a man of the people, which is what every InfoWars crew member is, and woman as well, being like a person of the people or a man of the people. See how inclusive I am? See how friendly I am? But being a man,
very progressive.
Being a man of the people is worth almost anything. Okay, and that's what these Onion people, that Billy Corrigan looking guy, that Tim Heidecker, you'll never be a man of the people. No one will ever take a boot off your car. No one will ever buy you a steak because you're filth, you're human scum, you're depriving a man of his civil liberties, his right to a First Amendment, you're trying to rip him apart and wear his skin, it's not okay. You will be called out for that. This is not something that's done in a vacuum. Oh, I'm just following orders. Eventually, whether it takes decades or a century, the law will represent what happened to us was wrong. Because that's what it already clearly states. But one of these days, the chickens are going to come home to roost, and anyone that's been a part of this is going to be a part of the censorship operation. And we're going to have a free country. We're going to have liberty. We're going to have America back, and you're going to be in the history books, bud. That's what I got to say.
No, it's just, it's this pathetic, weaselly action. Because like we are, as we just keep saying over and over, because we have to, it's not even like bragging. It's just like, people don't understand how real this is, how real all of this is to us. And, they want it, you know, The Onion Ben Collins, I played the video earlier, is like, we are in an information war. They've lost the information war, and they're trying to circumvent that reality by basically appealing to the teachers. And, you know, I was saying earlier, it's like we beat them in a playground game, so they went to the teacher and lied about us and said, oh, he threw sand in our face. And they just lost. They can't handle it, so now they're appealing to the establishment because they're a bunch of snitches. They're a bunch of little snitches. And that, to me, is the most galling part of it.
It makes me just emotional to think about all this stuff, man. I'm tearing up right here in the studio. I really am. And just think about it all. My dad forced to fight a battle that he is doomed and destined to lose against all odds in a rigged kangaroo court where he's ruled guilty by default, where they say, you don't have the evidence that we say you have, that we create, that we generate out of thin air. You don't have... We're not basing things here off of conspiracy theories when we try to sell people products. We sell people the products to do the damn show. And it's a damn rotten lie what's been done to this office. It's a damn rotten scheme. The government expensed $48 million in charity work from the same law firm that sued Trump. Where's the help from Trump? You know? And I sit here and it's desolate and we're destitute and this should be the greatest media operation. It is the greatest media operation in the world. But I sit here and the facts around me, the empty rooms, the emotions of the people here, we have been raped by the system and no one is there to stand and fight for us, even though we've been trying to stand and fight for people since the entire existence of this organization. And it is absolutely brutal to sit here today after being in this building for 17 years, literally my entire life, this place is my home, knowing that it's going away based off a lie and knowing that people who could have stopped it, people who could have gotten it investigated like Trump and others did absolutely nothing. Our enemies are going to attack us. It's just what it is. It's the nature of what we do. It's just the nature of who they are as well. What's worse is the people that you help, the people that you carry on your back, when they stab you and when they twist the knife and they laugh in your ear and they call you low IQ on Twitter. What are we doing here anymore, man? What is this country? This war criminal administration that promised to be the president of peace and all of that. And we're sitting here and we're desperately anti-war and that's all we've ever been. And because we backed him but the reason why we backed him for 10 years is because he promised he was that. He's not that. He's not our friend. He's not our protector. And I'm sorry to turn this into a thing about Trump. We could talk about the onion people all day. They're just going to do this by nature. We thought he was different. Where is the cavalry? Where is the help? Where are our friends? Our friends are gone. And there's nothing left. It's just us in this building until they turn the lights off. That's all I got to say.
No, it's brutal. I mean, the personal cost that your family has borne. No, it's brutal. And they want to laugh at us. They want to mock us.
Yes.
Don't act. And, you know, I was saying earlier, you know, they like to portray themselves as above all of this. And this is all just a big joke to them.
It's all on hot time.
But yeah, they're completely full of crap. And it's just what they need to say in order to be okay with what they're actually doing to us. They need to portray us as the devil so that they can,
it's the perfect narrative, right? Because you have dead kids on one side and you have the mean evil man on the other side. Isn't it worth it to make the mean evil man pay $1 billion even if it violates his rights? Isn't it worth it to make him suffer? Isn't it fun to see him dance? That's what they believe. That's what it's all about. Where are the damages? Someone left you a note? That means my dad can never work again. His entire life's work can be wrenched away from him in an instant. Is that the kind of country we live in? Like, do you hear what I'm saying right now?
Absolutely.
And to just get it back to the zeitgeist, because I don't want to be co-opted by this. You got Jesse Waters and Sean Hannity on TV manufacturing consent for multiple genocides. They are worth tens of millions of dollars, get paid oodles of money every year, and are respected by everyone they go around. Or at least go, oh, that's a celebrity. That's a big guy. My dad didn't hurt anybody. My dad didn't kill anybody. My dad didn't manufacture consent for anybody ever. And everything's been taken from him. Where are the lawsuits? Can the dead Iranians, can the families of the dead children, can they sue Fox News? Can they sue CNN? Can they sue MSNBC? No, they can't because they'd laugh at it. But oh, us, the mean evil man, the Alex Jones, put him to death.
Yeah. And of course, you know, the other ironic thing is that now no shooting happens without everybody questioning it. Every show, I mean, look at Uvalde. I mean, as soon as, and for good reason, because they were holding the parents back. They let the kids die. The parents listening to them outside the building being held back. Everybody questioned that for very good reason. So it's not even what Alex, you know, did by questioning Sandy Hook, which, hey, spoiler alert, I did too, right?
And
we all
watched
it. It was very suspicious.
I don't want to interrupt. That's legal, by the way. It's legal to say something didn't happen or to question an event. Okay, that's not a crime. And just because they got a civil court where it's preponderance of evidence, 50.1%.
That was a default judgment anyway. So
exactly.
You can't even say it was proven in court.
We didn't have a chance. He never had a chance. Have you ever felt like you didn't have a chance? Well, Alex Jones never had a chance. And if you don't stand for him, nobody's ever going to stand for you. Seriously.
Seriously.
This is a test case, man. It's a giant system. And he's just the first person. He's the first cow to get electroshocked through the slaughter line. That's all this is.
Yeah.
And no, and they just laugh on Twitter. They just laugh all day and they watch Love Island on Twitter. And, oh, the Onion bought the info one now with the gay flag logo.
Yeah. No, I mean, you said it already, and just it, very simply, the thing to understand, Alex Jones did nothing wrong.
Yes.
And has been punished more than rapists and murderers get punished.
More
rapists
than
and murderers
more
can
than
have
war
bank
criminals.
Accounts.
More than war criminals, man. More than genocide artists.
And he literally did nothing. And I'm not just saying like, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. No, no. He literally did nothing. He questioned an event just like now. Everybody questions every event. He was just ahead of the curve. And he wasn't the only one. And he wasn't the central figure even of the Sandy Hook conspiracy. There were other people that were way bigger and more influential than him. He comments on it 20 minutes out of 10,000 hours. And it becomes his identity and defines him forever. And he can never work again, never own a home again, never be like, your inheritance has been stolen from you.
Right.
Like, and look, people talk about, you know, Alex has all this money. First of all, Alex never had money. That's been proven.
Right.
And we've talked about that over and over. I remember at the time people were saying, oh, it's so terrible. And I looked up, I think who I looked up was, I can't remember his name now. Who's the Brian on CNN?
I got something. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Can I come in here? So they said my dad was worth $280 million. My dad's never been worth more than $10 million. That's what they said. My dad bought a $4 million house that appreciated into $7 million. He sold it to fund this operation. That's the most expensive asset he's ever owned.
Yep.
The house he lives in right now, he films out of it. People go, that's fancy. You're not supposed to have it. In Texas, you keep your house and your car. That's called homestead law.
Right.
But to the people out there, and I know we got all our friends and family and all the viewers and listeners and the home viewer out there with us. We know that you love us and support us. But to the eyes out there that watch from the corners, from the dark, from the shadows, to the creatures that peer and scratch and crawl, to the forces that would like to see us destroyed, how do you argue with the truth? This is what I don't know. How do you argue with the truth? I get someone being brainwashed, ignorant, being convinced of the lie, but how do you come up with the gall, the wit, the spirit to do this to people, to do this to us? It's disgusting. It's abusive. My earpiece is falling out. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I looked it up at the time. Brian Stelter, when he was on CNN, was getting paid $12 million a year to read somebody else's words off a teleprompter.
Wow.
For 60 minutes a day. Alex Jones does a 4-hour a day show.
6 days a week.
Seven days a week.
Yeah.
At this point, he's doing it, you know, Sundays and Saturdays too. Built this operation from the ground
from
up.
From nothing.
Changed the world with his ideas to where everywhere looks like InfoWars now. The man should be a billionaire. But they were pissed that he made less than Brian Stelter, who read, you know, would sit in his underwear and read somebody else's words for an hour a day.
And he still
Ridiculous.
Works, and he will continue to work forever because that's who he is. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
And that's what these people, they can't compute it in their mind. They got no idea.
No, they literally cannot understand it.
They're like, well, what is this? All the equipment's old, and it's just a really intense, like, hard group of people that work here. And, like, they're like, we need $100 million to keep this alive because it's going to lose money for 5 years and crap. You know what I mean? Like, that's who these people are. And, like, no one's ever going to support this operation if we're gone and you raise it as a false image. Like, it's just going to be a dead site, a dead store, whatever they turn it into. And the thing is, these people, because they run the world and they run these systems, they do have infinite money to just like pissed away and have a lost leader.
No, literally.
You know, just for years and years and years. I mean, look at Vice Media.
Yep.
Look at Vice Media, for example. Look at what happens after Gavin McInnes is not there. They just tank.
Literally.
They get bought and they just tank again.
Billions of dollars pumped into them.
Outrageous.
Billions.
Imagine if we had billions of dollars. Imagine if we had 10 million.
Imagine if we just weren't being robbed continuously. Like, that's the thing.
Imagine if we could earn. A man's got a right to ply his trade. We had a right to earn. They took away my dad's job. Okay, imagine they go to your office, they say, you know, Hector's a mean guy. You know, Hector says mean things online. Hector said things didn't happen. You shouldn't have your job anymore. How does that make you feel, citizen at home? Does that make you feel safe? Need to talk to people you know about this case. This is really important stuff here.
And again, people don't understand it. I don't even know if I can adequately explain just how rigged this entire process is.
Yep.
Every step of the way. We have them on hidden camera, thanks to James O'Keefe, admitting that this was a CIA, FBI product where they wanted to go after Alex Jones. First, they took us off every platform. Remember that? Remember the great deplatforming in 2018? That was supposed to take us down. We were supposed to be gone. They were clinking champagne glasses and saying, we did it. We deplatformed Alex Jones. We survived and thrived through that because of your support, because we built our own systems, because we had the backup. I mean, we don't even do subscription stuff because we want it all out there.
I mean, you ask the question, like, how do we have so many amazing people here? It's trial by combat.
That's literally what it is.
We're in a war here. And like the history of the war is so long and so deep, we think about these things and we don't even think about them. I mean, think about what happened in 2018. The test case for all censorship in America and the world going forward, my dad pulled off all social media, Google, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, in under 2 weeks, completely gone. And not off the Sandy Hook stuff. This was before that, off complete BS violations that were not violations at all. His third strike on Twitter was calling Oliver Darcy a possum that crawled out of the rear end of a cow. Now, I see people post hardcore porn. I see people use hardcore, you know, like derogatory language to each other. I see all sorts of horrible stuff like that online. That's what happens. That's what goes on. But we're not allowed to speak? Like, do you see what I'm saying here? It's insane!
Yeah, no, I did it. It is literally insane, and people don't understand.
I'm sorry to be nasty. I'm just trying to give examples here.
No, I mean, the thing is, they are literally the worst people in the world.
Right.
And again, it's this idea that they put across that they're fighting the power, and it's like it could not be more inverted.
They're the power. I mean,
they are literally the power.
Think about global tetrahedron. Oh, it's all cute. We're the evil company with the guy with the red backlight and whatever. It's literally like...
It's like, that's who you actually are.
They can't help but embody the archetype that they are, and that's the metaphysics of it.
Yeah.
That can't be denied. We should talk to Jay Dyer about that. That would be an interesting conversation about kind of just like some of the symbology and kind of like the weird sympathetic magic they're trying to do on our operation. And what that is Luciferian, it's Freemasonry, it's satanic, it's evil. We don't support that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just, I mean, it's just the... It's inconsistency of it and just the madness of it all, where it's like everything they claim to believe is the opposite of what they actually believe. And if they actually believed what they claim to believe, they'd be InfoWarriors, not onion readers.
And make no mistake, this blueprint is set for all of us. I love your rant. You need to put that out.
Thank you.
So you've been here since you're 23. You've been here 17 years.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy to think about, right?
But the crazy part is, last time they did a fraudulent auction overturn, there hasn't been a court hearing, and they're saying it's theirs. You play that clip I gave you? I wouldn't watch the whole thing.
Wait, no, we're going to play that actually right now.
Next segment.
Yeah, because I wanted Rex to comment.
I mean, they literally say.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we own it, the studios, everything. Not even a court hearing.
They're sending it all over the place.
But that means the fix is in.
No, it's nuts. I mean, I don't get how they get away with it. I don't get how they get away with rigging the auction, how they still are
how they get away with cutting little boys' dicks off.
Yeah.
Putting men and women sports. It's all about getting away with it. All about rubbing our faces in it. But we're not going to stop. The Alex Jones Network's ready. Everybody's just got to back us. All these frickin' idiots have been in the arena saying none of this stuff's real. You're full of shit. Rex knows how real it is.
I appreciate you, Dad. We're in the fight. We're going to remain here. Like you said, we're going down with the ship. So we're all going to see what happens, aren't we?
We're not going down with the ship. We're getting in a new, faster, more sleeker ship.
New speedboat.
Well, the point
we're
is
getting in a rocket ship.
They said they already started not paying the internet bills.
Yeah.
No internet, power, because all the contracts are turned off the first. I was going to be like, oh, all right, we'll just move over to the first. Nope. I'm going to actually wait till they turn the lights out now. I'm going to make them send the constables in here. Yeah, I mean, because it's Guerra Gamble that ran the whole fake show trial.
I mean, think about that. She walks the red carpet at South by Southwest.
For the movie that was a production. People say, why did I would be arrested if I didn't go to that trial. I didn't realize it was totally staged until I got there. Even though you think I'm cynical, folks, it's worse than you know. Great job, guys.
Love you, Dad.
Scam upon scam. We'll survive.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts in the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250. 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they get shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Welcome back, folks. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. In studio with me is Rex Jones. You can follow him on X at Rex Jones News with a Z. JonesCBD.com, 50% off.com, shroomforce.com, and of course you host Gray Area, and you can follow that at Gray Area Talks.
Yes, I do. Tim Tompkins, sorry to interrupt you there. I just want to let people know, if you want to support me, I have Knockout Sleep Support on 50percentoff.com. I know a lot of you guys love that product, have wanted that product for a long time. I'm a small businessman. I manufacture all these things myself. I ship all these things myself. This is my business. If you want to support it, 50percentoff.com. I've got Knockout Sleep Support. So I've got BrainForce on there as well. But I didn't mean to interrupt with that. I just wanted to let people know.
Well, I was going to ask you sort of about the product, especially the ones at thealexjonesstore.com, because obviously that's how we stay on air. That's how, and
sure,
we really do need your support.
Absolutely.
Right now, thealexjonesstore.com. But, I mean, how hilarious is it that they want, you know, Tim Heidecker's like, yeah, we're going to have a product that, you know, makes your pee turn into gold. And it's like, okay, that's not a funny joke. It's not, like, actually funny in the typical sense, but, like, is it so bad? Is it really so bad, Rex, that we sell products that they themselves probably take?
Well, this is the crazy thing to think about, right? Imagine thinking the business model moving forward of, you know, mocking us and mocking the audience, mocking the viewing list or listening public is going to contribute towards any sort of InfoWars success in the brand as it is at all. What they want to do is convert it over to something that, like, a liberal might join. Right. So they're going in a completely different direction. That's my interpretation.
See, but, and this is the weird part, is they're going to make parodies of people that don't exist. Right.
Right.
Like, this is the weird part, is like, they're going to, you know, like the crew just threw up, like, learn to float. Like, there's all this stuff that's just like, okay, who are they even making fun of? Cause we don't talk about any of that stuff. You know, it's like if they make a thing where it's like, we're going to talk about UFOs and Bigfoot, well, huh? And it's like, well, we don't talk about
it's
that.
It's an so outdated lie. It's an outdated lie. That's the way they used to attack my dad back in the day. And they think they can bring that back and make him not a serious person.
Right.
That's what the attempt is.
Even though the whole reason they're targeting him is because he has a sincere political impact.
He has, like, one of the highest bounties ever. Like, out of anybody. It's crazy how high his bounty is, and they're never going to be able to collect on it. Like, they think that they'll get the bounty by taking this place down. You don't beat the captain by taking his shit. That's not how, it just goes and gets on another boat, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. And it's wild that we just sell top-rated products on thealexjonesstore.com that are literally, like, a step above what you'd see in a Whole Foods. You just get it white-labeled, Bigley makes it, or they white-label it, and then we sell it to you. Like, that's all it is. It's the same thing you get in, like, a boutique compounding pharmacy where they'd sell you nutritional supplements. Like, it's the same exact quality, purity, grade. These are things that improve people's lives. These are things that people buy anyway at higher prices. We try to do budget premium and give people the best possible price on the best possible product because people are going to use them already. It's called a dietary supplement. They're food.
Yeah.
It's a food product. Like, what, you want us to sell bagels to people or something? Maybe they like that more. Oh!
yeah, there you go.
Zinger! Right there.
That might be even better. Yeah. Iodine, you know, again, it's just like commonly recognized in every first aid kit that you want to purchase is going to have iodine in there. It's, you know, amazing functions there. And again, you can use it yourself. And, like, again, it just doesn't make any sense because they might be of the mindset that you sell people crap for inflated prices and you're somehow getting one over on them. We need you to come back. So, like, why, what? We're going to sell you something good.
The business survives on people knowing that they're funding the operation.
True.
If you're not funding the operation, I mean, they're going to go fund the operation wherever it moved to. They're not going to fund the dead corpse of the operation. So it really is a thing. Like, you buy this place, it's a giant money pit. Like, all our tech is old. Like, the building is... no bueno, I guess I should just say. Like, have fun with the air conditioner, guys. That's going to be really fun. Like, you're going to have fun crawling up there like we have to do. Okay? So, like, it's literally not even a Pyrrhic victory for them. It's like a total loss.
Yeah. And again, you know, if we actually were, like, cynical and we were, like, trying to pull one over on people, it would feel very different if, like, you know, they were beating us in this game that we're both playing.
Right.
But it just feels weird that it's like we didn't do what they claimed that we did. So it's not – and that's what I mean by they're going to do this parody where they're going to talk about Bigfoot and aliens and learn to fly. And it's like, am I supposed to be insulted by this? You're parodying somebody that doesn't exist. You're creating your own portrait of who you think we are, and then you're mocking that. We're over here in a completely different universe being like, we don't know who you're talking about, dude. Like, they are so disconnected from reality that it's, like, hard to even take it personally. But, like – you know, during the trial. The reason we were defaulted, again, I want everybody to understand this. The reason that we were not allowed to defend ourselves, that we were declared guilty before ever setting foot in front of a jury. There was a jury there because it was a show trial. That's what show trials do.
It was a mockumentary. They were mocking us.
Yeah, and they're mocking the First Amendment, which yes. they said we were not allowed to bring up. We're not allowed.
That's applied, Alex Jones.
To bring up the First Amendment. We were not allowed to say that we didn't do what they said they did. They said you have to go up and be questioned and be grilled by these lawyers, and you're not allowed to defend yourself, literally.
I mean, imagine, I go back to that $280 million number. I'll give the home viewer a little more context. So they had a guy, and I have to rewatch the trial. This is another anecdote. Don't let me forget what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to go in on a little dive here with you. We need to do some sort of show after a couple weeks of studying this topic. In the same way that Dyer talks about his theology, we have to have apologetics for this. Mm. Like, we have to have built out, because we're correct.
And it's like almost too much. We do need to do that.
We have Absolutely. To do Alex Jones apologetics. I've always thought that would be, you know, a great episode title or something like that. But getting back to it, this is just one little check mark on the apologetics list. They had a guy from some Ivy League school come in who was a professor, and they relied on this professor's credibility, and they sold it to the jury. They packaged it well. They got this guy to say my dad was worth $280 million based off the period of time between 2015 and 2018 where InfoWars generated over $180 million. Now, where did that money go? We used to have a damn near 30,000 square foot warehouse, okay? We used to have dozens of employees over there and dozens and dozens and dozens of more employees over here. Massive studio infrastructure, bills, reporters, everything. We used to actually spend money because we were expanding. We were growing. We were alive. We were a business. Yeah. We were allowed to do business. Right. And Alex, you know, probably taking a few million from that. They go, oh, he's worth $280 million, because they say gross versus net. Well, there is no net, because whatever money my dad had left, he spent on blimps, on billboards, on planes, on things you can't even comprehend.
Yeah.
Because you would never think to promote something in such an organic way. And you would never think to focus all the energy of your attack instead of feeding yourself and growing your own power, growing the power of the network. Of the audience, of the community, of all of us together. It's a shared gift. My dad may be broke, but he's rich in spirit. We're all rich in spirit because of him. We are all InfoWars. We are all 1776. Millions of people have this invisible but very tangible bond with each other now, where we're all united over discovery and liberty and human empowerment and liberation. Like, and that is something. No matter your piles of gold or stacks of silver or Bitcoin or debt or stocks or whatever, you can't purchase it. You can't manufacture it. You can't. It's not. It's non-fungible.
Right.
It's non-fungible. It's something that you'll never live in the zeitgeist. You'll never know what the spirit of the time is. You're incapable of that.
Amen. Absolutely. No, you're exactly right. And just the absurdity of the experts coming in and just lying. And, you know, so the jury is making decisions.
I'm the expert. I'm in charge.
Dude, it's...
Move over. I will tell you how much money you've made and how much you're worth. Defend yourself. First Amendment. I went to Yale University.
Like, that's what we're dealing with here. And these people, like, if the power went out for 30 minutes, they would be gone.
Yeah,
but they, in this crooked system, they somehow have power over us. It's like that scene in The Incredibles, right, where he's working that job, you know, and he's got that abusive boss who's just horrible. It kind of looks like Ben Shapiro.
That's exactly what it's like, actually.
He sees the guy getting mugged in the alley, and he knows he has the power to do something about it, and he's going to go do it. And the guy goes, I'm going to take your job if you don't do what I say.
Yeah.
The guy goes, that guy's hurting. He's injured. He's being attacked. I need to go help him. You're going to lose your job. Well, what happened? He put that guy through the wall. Okay. And that's what's going to happen to you too. It may be delayed, but you can't argue with the spirit of the time, man. You can't argue with the zeitgeist, and you'll never embody it.
I was going to say, you know what it's like is the final scene of Gladiator. Mm-hmm. It's like this, and that's who you people are, by the way. You're on the side of the emperor.
Right.
We are on the side of the guy who lost everything, who was betrayed, who did nothing wrong,
right.
Who did everything right, but suffered the consequences, who then before the big bout gets stabbed in the side and poisoned, and then they come out and we still win.
Still wins.
But we die in the process, right? But we sacrifice ourselves and it's all worth it. It's all the reward we could ever have wanted. But that's the thing. It's like, do people not see that? Like when you watch Gladiator and you see the prince, the emperor, go up and stab Maximus in the side before the big bout. Are you not like, don't you hate that guy? Don't you? Aren't you right. Like, what a scumbag? What a dirtbag. I can't wait for Maximus to cut his head off. Like, that's you guys.
Well,
you guys
foolish.
Are the ones who are cheating.
A lot of the people don't know any better and just believe the lies. And it's our job and it's our sworn duty to convince you of the truth because we know it to be so. Right? Like, to us, it's self-evident because we've lived it. It's not for right. you because it's not your life. And I do understand that personally. But for the people that gloat and revel in the censorship, it's just like the Palestinians are dehumanized. I'm not comparing it in scope to that. It's like horrible, like a trillion times much more grand than what we've had to deal with. But it's the same principle. What's done to us will be done to you. What's been done to them will be done to you. And because you treated them like animals, you will be treated like an animal. Because you treated us like animals, you will be treated like an animal. Because you discriminated against us, you will be discriminated against by someone that hates your very soul, not just you for some characteristic. And we're human beings. We're people. We don't hate people's spirit, do we? Unless it's the devil.
And that's the difference is I don't want people to mistake you. What you're saying is you're talking about a karmic,
yes.
you know, universal rule. But, like, we're not going to be the ones to treat you like animals. We don't treat anybody like animals. We
right.
treat everybody like human beings, and we're the ones who pay the price for it. While these scumbags, like, literally, this is the perfect one. But it would be like instead if he stabs Maximus in the side and then the emperor wins – and a bunch of people are there going, well, I guess Maximus got what he deserves. It's like, no, he's the good guy. At the end of the day, he's the good guy. The emperor's the bad guy.
I want to clarify my point. I'm sorry if I misspoke. I've been traveling and I did a 3-hour show this morning. I want to clarify what I'm saying. They treat us like animals. They're going to treat you like an animal. And just because you cheer for it, the price of cheering for it is throwing your rights away. That's what it costs to sit in the arena and to eat the bread and to watch the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to stop doing that. And that's what I'm calling for.
And I just want to emphasize that, like, and again, you know, not to brag and not to be like, we're, you know, holier than thou, but like, this is just how real we are, that even under all of this attack, even under all of this, we don't hate these people. We just want them to go away. Honestly, we want them to wake up and come on, join our side and fight
yes.
with us. Like, we
want liberation for everyone. We've all been propagandized. We've all been abused by the system. How about we unite over that? Not in some sick victimhood way, but in understanding and taking ownership for our situation that we're all in this country.
Yeah.
And my dad is one of the great figures you can point to, or we could have a rallying moment. And I just, it's your job, not just to listen to this broadcast and go, huh, that's interesting. It's your job, if this spiritually compels you, to talk to people you love about this. Talk to your friends. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to whoever. Talk to the lady at Panera Bread. I don't care. It's time for us to start having an awakening. It's time for us to realize the truth. And we're all under attack. My dad is just, it's a public example.
Yeah.
So it's time for unity in the country.
100%. And we got to play this video of the podcast. I know the whole thing's like 4 minutes long. I doubt we're going to get through very much of it. If the crew wants to find, especially where they talk about that they own our studios and are here now. Because they're not here. They don't own our studios. It hasn't even been decided by the
Every
judge.
Every day, more lies.
Every day, more lies. But, you know, while the crew puts that together, the point I was making was that people, you know, they don't understand what the default judgment came from. They said, we want to see your AdSense account, and we want to see your internal discussions and the internal documents that you guys have where your marketing team is telling your host to cover Sandy Hook. Literally doesn't exist. I mean,
totally fake.
Do you think anybody is telling any of us what to say? I have a giant stack of news here I haven't even touched because this news broke and that became our show. We do everything flying by the seat of our pants. It's insane.
And I saw something where they said that because of the traffic increase, because we were covering the thing, it made the sales go up. You know, they sell more ice cream in the summer. There are also more shark attacks. Selling the ice cream doesn't cause the shark attack.
Right.
So that's a logical fallacy. Correlation is not equal causation.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, if we were motivated by money, we'd probably be on board with the Iran war. We'd be kissing Trump's butt.
Well,
we'd be doing all that.
They think in this sick way, Harrison.
Yeah.
Like, they're only accusing us of doing it because it's what they would do.
Yeah, but again, so the point is that they literally demanded that we give them documents that do not exist. And that's why we were default judgment. That's why we were declared guilty without ever being in front of a jury, is because the judge said, you have to provide us discovery. You have to provide us your internal marketing documents. We told them, Those don't exist. We don't have those. We don't do planning meetings.
Yeah,
we
literally.
It doesn't exist. We don't do it. We cover what is true.
There is no Slack.
There's no internal communication where it's like, oh, we got a lot of, you know, we sold a lot of this when you talked about this. So talk about that more. We don't talk to each other. We don't do that.
Everyone operates as an autonomous cell.
And that's why we were declared guilty. That's why we owe all of this money, supposedly. That's why they're taking our company. Because they said, give us the documents. We said they don't exist. They said you're guilty. They don't exist. They never
guilty,
existed.
Guilty, guilty. And they have like, it's like they have someone in a giant wig, you know?
Might as well. I mean, they're dyed hair anyway. All right, let's go to this clip. We'll comment on it. I doubt we'll get very far because, I'm sure they're going to say things that are ridiculous. But this is, I guess this is Ben Collins from, The Onion talking about how they own InfoWars now.
Let's watch. Ben Collins.
This
boo.
Was the last line of defense. We had to do it because literally no one else was going to do it. The good news is two things happened. One, the newspaper, like, went bananas in this time frame. So we relaunched it in August of 2024. Since then, we've become, I believe we are the fifth largest newspaper in the United States right now, which is insane. We have over 70,000 subscribers. So that was just
calling yourself the biggest seller of fax machines or something.
And also, it gave us some time to figure out what to do with this asset, right? Because initially, we were going to, you know, put some of our favorite old Onion writers in charge of it and just do a bunch of like scams. Like, send us $100 and we'll send your grandson $20. That was the kind of thing that we were going to put on the front page.
It's not funny. There's no joke in there. I could be more funny when I wake up at 3 a.m. hungover. Like, this is insane.
I mean, that's kind of the saddest part is that the Onion is not
no talent.
Funny. They're really not funny anymore. We're going to run scams where he says, give us $100, we'll send your son 20. What? I don't even know what that's referencing. Well, is that like a joke about something?
Who is this supposed to entertain? Men at the prep clinic or something? Like what exactly is going on here? They shouldn't be in front of microphones.
No, we're learning very interesting things here. No, I genuinely don't even know what that is supposed to mean. He's like, yeah, we're thinking about running scams with it. It's like,
yeah,
okay.
We're going to write an article where, you know, it says send us $100 and you're going to send your grandson $20. I'm a Fed.
That's what I mean. It's like, do they think they're mocking? Like, I don't know what that means. Have we ever done anything like that? Like, who are you?
It's mental midgetry. It's retardation.
So they're literally just like, yeah, we were going to scam people, but now we're figuring out what else to do. It's like, you could try being funny. I mean, that worked 10 years ago. You should try that again. Let's go back to the least funny person I've ever seen run a comedy mag. Let's watch.
And then we're like, well, is that really doing this justice? Could we do something much bigger and better? So the good news is over the last 18 months.
Enunciate, boy!
And the bad news for Alex and everybody else involved on the other side is it gave us a lot of time to think about what this could be and make some phone calls. And then a couple weeks ago... Alex Jones shows up on Tim Pool's show and they say that he smells like alcohol and he says they're shutting down InfoWars next month. So I called my lawyer, our bankruptcy lawyer who we've had this whole time. And I was like, I know he says this like once a month, but, again, he says that they're shutting down InfoWars next month. So what's the deal? So he called the receiver and he was like, yeah, we're shutting it down. Like the receiver said, we don't have enough money to pay rent. On
this $75,000
right,
a month.
It's not exactly true. Let alone pay for utilities and internet and the staff.
Oh, well,
so we can't keep the asset moving.
The rub is, yeah, you can sell this to Alex Jones's ideological enemy, but they got to figure out a way to make money with it.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's so we called the receiver. Let's pause it. That's the part that doesn't make sense. Again, the way the law is written is it's for monetary damages and They're obligated by law to sell the company in order to make money. That is what the auction is about, is how do we get the most amount of money for the damages for the plaintiffs? Like, that's what it's supposed to be. Here they are admitting that if they were to run it, the ability to make money off InfoWars would collapse. They are actually admitting to breaking the law here. I don't understand.
It was never about money. I don't want to reveal things that I've seen and overheard just kind of skulking around the office over the years. But these people were offered tons of money multiple times.
Of course.
It was never about that. It was always about chopping Alex Jones's legs off, taking his platform away. They publicly, proudly said so in court. And now we have these two little, like, demented children, these weak sisters that are sitting in this podcast studio totally paid for by dark money. They didn't get any of that organically. No one's convinced to watch them. No one's an organic friend, fan, or follower. It's all just a total hoax. And they sit in there and they go, I thought it would be a funny thing to take InfoWars over and to run it now. And, you know, we have plans for the asset and it's going to be really cool. Like, you're never going to make it profitable. You're never going to make it successful. And you're going to be reviled as the weak sisters that you are.
I'm kind of excited for it. I mean, he's literally tying the rope around his own neck. Like, he is – what are they going to do? You're not going to be funny. It's not going to be insightful. It's not going to be actually powerful. Like, nobody who watches InfoWars is going to watch your stuff and go, whoa, wait, these guys are right. Maybe InfoWars is great. Like, it's a total, like, crapshoot. Like, you're just going to fail. It's going to be the most stressful time of your life as you pour more and more of other people's money into this ridiculous – you know, pet project of yours. And in 6 months, maybe a year, if you pump enough cash into it, you're going to shut down in disgrace and it's all going to be for nothing. And we're going to be bigger than we've ever been before. Do you understand that's
this is this,
timeline we're in?
This is going to be like Black Sabbath and Ozzy. You're not ready for what's coming. You're not prepared for it. All right. So it's a 1,000-round fight and they think it's like an 80-round fight and whatever. And they think they're superhuman robot man, Mr. Control of the Internet. We're going to figure out a way to silence them eventually. We've been doing this for decades and decades and decades. Eventually you're going to get tired and you're going to make a mistake. So like that's what this all comes down to. And I would say that's already happened, you know, by this attack, by trying to take this place. Cause here's the thing. We got appeals out and, you know, it comes our way. This is massively illegal in my view, in my opinion. So,
I'd say it's absolutely
it's already massively illegal, but this recent, you know, this recent claw grab.
Yeah. I mean, how could it not be? Literally, the law is about making money for the plaintiffs. If they are admitting that they're making less money for the plaintiffs, but they're doing it to shut us up, it's a violation of our First Amendment rights. It's abusive process. It's ridiculous that they're allowed to do this, but they're allowed to do it. Onion. Listeners, are you listening to me? Because they're the establishment they pretend to fight, okay? You really need to get this through your head. They are the ones who are tied in with the elite. They are the Epstein class. They are fighting us. We are the little guys who make money barely. And by the way, most companies, you know, Black Friday is Black Friday because most companies run in the red. They do not make a profit until the last weekend of November. That's most companies who all they do is sell products. We have to sell products and produce an entire network off of those profits.
Other people do the show to sell the product. We sell the product to do the show. It's different.
That's a very good
point. We're built different. InfoWars is built different. And that's why this new thing is not InfoWars.
Right.
You know, we decide when InfoWars lives and dies. And InfoWars lives forever.
Yeah, InfoWars is never going to die. Let's go back to the tweaking weirdo here.
Be able to get paid for real at some point with actual human dollars as part of this process. So we've come to an agreement with the receiver that we get to take over this asset.
We've come to an agreement with the receiver.
We've come to an agreement with the receiver.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, so just to be clear, the actual big exclusive announcement here is that The Onion has finally acquired InfoWars.
Yes, yes, we have. We've taken over the InfoWars studio and the IP and the website and all that stuff, yeah.
The hell are they talking about?
Background.
Maybe we need them to buy one of these shirts.
That is just a lie. That's just an outright abject lie. He's not in charge of the studio. He's not in charge of the website. That's just a lie. But what he's saying is that he worked with the receiver. So let me get this straight. There was supposed to be an auction. They rigged the auction so the judge didn't accept the results of the auction because the person that bet highest didn't get to win the auction. They gave it to the person that bet lower because they collaborated and conspired with them in the background. So that didn't go through. They were supposed to hold another auction. Instead of holding an auction, the receiver, who is supposed to be there simply to process the business deals as a functionary,
right.
has decided to take it upon himself that he now gets to sell our company to whoever the hell he wants, even though an auction was ordered by the judge. Flagrant illegality on display, everybody.
As Uncle Junior from The Sopranos said, it sounds like Nazi Germany to me, except this time it's legitimate. Okay? We are occupied. This is authoritarian. This is wrong. This is illegal. This is immoral. Everyone needs to stand against this. We are all InfoWars, Harrison.
We need your help. Go to thealexjonesstore.com. Yes. Make sure to follow us. Follow Rex at Rex Jones News with a Z. Follow me at Harrison H. Smith. Follow at AJN Live, at InfoWars, at Alex Jones, because we will be making something new, better than ever.
In a world where globalist, depopulationist principalities and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, thealexjonesstore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.